Blog Talk Radio.
Today, gentlemen, I've been honored to coach you. More honored to take you to the field of battle. But there's another honor that's been bestowed upon you. And that is the mantle that comes with that question.
Who am I? I am a champion!
That's right. You need to remember that all through this game.
I will conquer what has not been conquered. The defeat will not be in my creed. I will believe what others have doubted. I will always endeavor to hold esteem, honor, and respect for my team. I have trained my mind and my body will fall. Who am I? I am a champion! I will acknowledge the fact that my opponent
do not expect me to win.
I will never surrender. Weakness will not be in my heart. I will look to my comrades and to those who have brought me to this world and those who have trained me. And I will draw strength from them. Who am I?
I am a champion!
I will gradually go out to the field of battle. And I will move in everything I can do. And I will reach my field of battle at any means at my disposal. And when I get there, I will rise violently. I will rip the heart from my enemy and leave it bleeding on the ground. Because he cannot stop me. Who am I?
I am a champion.
To my side, I have comrades. Comrades that have been through me through thick and thin. Through sacrifice, through blood, through sweat, through tears. Never will I let them fall. Never will I let them down, and I will never leave an enemy behind. Because our opponent does not know my heart.
Who am I? I am a champion!
No one will deny me. No one will define me. And no one will tell me who and what I am and can be. Belief will change my world. It has moved continents, it has moved countries, it has put man on the moon. And it will carry me through this battle.
Who am I? I am a champion!
Defeat, retreat, those are not in my words. I don't understand those definitions. I don't understand when things go wrong. I don't understand mistakes. But I do understand this. I understand victory, and I understand never surrendering. No matter how bad things go, my heart, my mind will carry my body, my limbs are too weak.
Who am I? I am the champion!
Today will be that day. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now, right here, in your house, in your home.
Who am I? I am the champion!
History will remember me! I will not let worry about him being kind! I will define myself! I will write my own praises! And no one will tell me what I can never be! I will never go out not knowing I've given everything I've got! Cause who am I?
I am the champion!
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 Who am I?
May 2nd, it's the Young Money Takeover at the East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren Street, Detroit, Michigan. Come party with the Young Money crew. CEO Randy, President Street King, Captain Cut Cut. Once again, 8 p.m. till you get enough. Remember, nobody move, nobody gets hurt when the clock's off. For more information, contact Big Fred of Motor City Mafia, 313-215-6547. Once again, for more information, contact Big Fred, 313-215-6547, Motor City Mafia.
Like that. John, what's going on, brothers?
What's happening, Junior?
Man, you know it's another Sunday, and here we go, man. What's going on, man?
Sunday fun.
Uh-oh. That sounds like trouble.
What
bro.
Up? What up, Tom? What up, Junior?
What's going
what's
on,
happening?
Man?
What up? Hey, I'm going to be on mute a little bit because I got to help get this damn science project done.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday to everybody.
Hey, hold on, y'all. Give me 1 second.
Slouch, what's happening, man? What's going on? Happy Sunday to everybody. What's up, Tom? Man. What's up, Junior Ridge? Happy Sunday to you, brother.
How's the weather down there in Florida, brother?
Hey, Ridge, don't start that.
Yeah.
Man. Don't start that with slouch. You know damn well it's cold up here. Yeah.
It's cold. It's 80 degrees. It's cold down here.
You see what I'm saying?
Hey, Junior, I was looking on YouTube and on Facebook last night. It looked like people was running up until 4 o'clock in the morning last night.
Yeah, I mean, we should have a report on that if old Meatball get on here, see what's going on.
Yeah.
Hey, Slouch, how you liking it down there, man?
No, I don't. I'm coming home in a couple of weeks.
What's up, Junior? What's up, Slouch?
Big Fred, what's going on, Fred?
What's up, young Redstone? What's going on? Slouch, you tell me you coming home. It's down, you said, 80 degrees down there.
Yeah.
You got homesick, huh?
No, it ain't what it's caked up to be.
Ain't nothing like the crib, though.
Oh, then you must have seen the ugly side of Disney World, huh?
Yeah, I seen the rough side of Disney.
Yeah.
Actually, that's where I'm headed this Wednesday with the family, man, is the Disney. So I'll be out there enjoying a little bit of that weather.
That's good.
Big Fred, what's
you
going on,
like,
man? Talk to us, man.
Working on this. Got the Young Money Takeover, you know, party coming up next Friday at the East English Village Bar and Grill. CEO Randy going to lay it out for everybody. The president, Cut, he's promotions, doing all the promoting. And Street King, like he said, nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. You know, they're going to wine and dine, feed everybody, have a good time before the massacre.
Is it fair to say, Fred, for the everybody they running, it's the Last Supper for them?
The Last Supper. Like I said, the CEO, he's laying it out. Everybody come, have a good time, and drink the signature drink of Young Money, the 782 special.
So y'all going to feed the hog before the slaughter, huh?
Hey, see, the CEO told me that, he said, Big Fred, do what you do. Lay it out, invite everybody, and we're going to have a good time. We're going to fellowship, eat, drink, and make them off with their heads. So I can't do anything but to accommodate the man.
So, Fred, is the event May 2nd or May 3rd?
The event for Young Money, the party for Young Money Takeover Party is May 2nd, Friday, 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Until everybody get enough. The party, the race at Milan is May 3rd.
Okay.
Saturday morning.
Somebody on Facebook,
saying,
Fred, put the party. Wait a minute.
Somebody put May 3rd.
No, it should be May 2nd. The party is May 2nd.
I'll go and repost it, Fred. Somebody put May 3rd. The party is at May 3rd at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, repost it. It's May 2nd.
All right, I'll go repost that so everybody can see it. But whoever originally posted needs to change it to May 2nd.
Hey, I heard some upsets over this weekend down at Mike Hill race. Some ugly upsets.
Yeah, they did some slashing down there. Hey, Big Fred, give everybody the address again and let them know. You guys starting at 8 o'clock till whenever, correct?
8 until. It says 16915 East Warren off of Casu, Detroit, Michigan. Starting at 8 o'clock, May 2nd. That's a Friday. It's a Friday after work. The day before the shootout at Milan.
Well,
the Young Money Takeover.
Yeah, you guys up in the area, come on out there, man. Cause you know, you got Young Money in the house, boy. It's gonna be a hell of a party.
Hopefully, the Greg Race of the Year, he'll show up. He's supposed to be in town on Friday, so hopefully, Wick, he can make it. Chi-Town's Most Wanted, Big Sam. Skins, Big Perm, the Eastside Strangling, Hootie. Well, you guys, hoping they can make it over. Terrell, you know.
Y'all going to have the who's a who's up there. But remember this, they feeding y'all drinking, But they are looking to knock heads off come Saturday now. Don't let them put you to sleep now. What else you got going on, Fred?
That's about it right now at the moment, Junior. You know, trying to, like I said, get the Young Money takeover. We got a lot of people coming out to support Young Money in their endeavor to take over the Grudge game. So, some heavy hitters in the house. You know, you got some old guys coming out of retirement. They coming to see what the young guys talking, what Young Money is talking about. So they coming to hear what's going on. We got some lock-ins that's going to take place. You know, like the Street King said, nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. If you can't lock in, get on your stomach. For the CEO and the Street King, just lay on their stomach.
Get the booty up.
That's what's up. Well, y'all heard it.
So that's what we got. That's what we got going on this week.
That's what's happening, man. So, Slouch, what's going on, man? What's up with these upsets, brother?
Oh, man. Actually, we got somebody that can talk about it on the line. Wick, your mic open. Can you talk to us about the event?
Wick. 901.
Well, I've seen that that damn Seattle beat that twin turbo Bumblebee. Actually, that wasn't up it. I heard it was a gap.
They both make the trip or no?
Yeah, both of them made the trip all the way down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that was a good race, but he looked like the Shadow got away from him. He left on him.
Oh, yeah.
He left hard.
You know that team there is a real tough team. That's not no pushover.
Oh,
it won't be easy. It's gonna take a real bad man to get around them. You know, being beat, anybody can be beat. But I mean, with them, you got to put in work. You got to put in a lot of work, man.
Yeah. That Shadow's going to be hard to beat.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question real quick off the subject. We all know what happened with the Clippers this week and their owner. If anyone watched the game today, do you think the basketball team as a whole did enough of making a statement before the game, or you think they should have did more? You're not familiar. You're familiar with what the owner said, right? Of the Clippers.
No.
The owner of the Los Angeles Clippers was on tape stating how he didn't want his girlfriend to bring blacks to his game. He didn't want his girlfriend to take pictures with blacks such as Magic Johnson, and she should be friends with them privately. And he just goes on to talk about that he does a lot for blacks, but he really don't want them at his game. They're pretty much, in a nutshell, you know, where he wants them as basketball players. But it's a very detailed audio of how, you know, his dislike. He deals with blacks, but he doesn't want his girlfriend to deal with blacks. But she was Mexican and black. But if you get a chance, go on and listen to the full tape. You can listen to it probably on YouTube or Google it. But it's very disturbing. And it was just, you know, the players of the Clippers wore their warm-ups, and they wore their shirts, uniforms on backwards, not to represent the team today. But you know, if you saw the game, you saw that they were playing. They really weren't playing today. They just was at awe
on actually what the owner had said, and it was actual videotape. It's just very disturbing. But he's only a few people that, you know, just has this bad feeling. It's not the majority. It's just a minority person that really just said that. And he just told his wife, his girlfriend, that he didn't want, she took a picture with Magic Johnson, and she said, you know, I don't want you bringing Magic Johnson to the game. I don't want you taking a picture with him. That's something you do privately. You keep your black friends private. And I, you know, because my friends are calling me about that, and it's embarrassing and so many words, but you got to hear for yourself to get the full impact of it. But, you know, Magic Johnson was pissed off about it. I think the league should suspend him as an owner. But it's just a disturbing look into an owner's mind of what he actually thinks of minorities, not just blacks, but minorities, period. So.
Oh, yeah.
You got to look. That's what's been on the talk of the NBA today. It's worse than the Artest incident. But you can just see it on the players' face with the Clippers. They really didn't want to play.
When you look at it, sometimes how much has really changed? You know, when you still have issues like that going on, you know.
Man, I deal with racism every fucking day. You know, it's not gone. It's not going anywhere. I mean, now some people just they're letting it come out. You know, just like that owner did. You know, fuck him. You know, I mean, what do you do? I mean, that's his opinion. You know, that's like the people I deal with. I deal with these people every day. You know, and what can you do? I mean, did they do enough? No, they should have boycotted and not played today.
Should have never.
Yeah.
I mean, if they really wanted to do something, they wouldn't have gone out on the court. They would have never stepped out
on the court. They should have did. I mean, now actually, I thought a lot of people thought that's what was going to happen today. They were not going to play. But, hey, and one of the players said, hey, I'm getting my money. He has the opinion to pay me. And what can you say?
Yeah.
You're right. But it rears its ugly head, and I guess is it fair to say that you know, as Fred just said, you can experience that every day on your job. You can even experience that at the track, not on a great experience, not on a more exploited level, but you do run across that a little bit. So it's everywhere. It's in grudge racing. It's in all the professional sports. It's in, you know, our daily walk. But, I mean, it does exist. It's just at the point when we, you know, will it ever go away is the question. Or will it stay in the closet until the closet door is accidentally left open, you know, and it comes out. But,
true.
But enough of that, man. You know, that's stuff we got to pray on, and, you know, God going to work that out. We got a big week coming up this week, May 3rd. It's a big event. Some stuff going to be settled. I know, you know, me personally, I'm looking to see what Johnny Quick's bringing to the table. I'm looking to see what Young Money's bringing to the table. I'm looking to see what, you know, what all the talk is about this year, because everybody's talking about this is going to be one of the greatest years of grudge racing. It's going to be a lot. Nobody's going undefeated. My question to you, if somebody was to go undefeated, who do you think it would be?
That's hard to pick, man.
But if you, it's just a gut guess. I'm not asking you to put money on it. I just say this, it's called your opinion.
I think going to be this year will be the Killing Time Count, Shadow.
But I'm speaking Michigan.
I'm speaking everywhere.
But no, this is not an everywhere count. This is my question I posed. I'm saying in Michigan. I'm talking about us locally. I'm talking about at home. I'm talking at home, though. This is talking about undefeated home.
at home within the state of Michigan. And we will throw in, we can throw in Chicago. Because, but I'm just saying locally. I mean, I don't want to make the question an argument. I want to keep it simple and say let's talk Michigan only. You know, you got some heavy hitters in Michigan, but without traveling out of the state, I'm talking within the state. Who do you think will go undefeated amongst us?
The Midwest or Michigan? I don't think anyone's going to go undefeated.
If you had to choose for. I'm saying, don't be the devil's advocate, but just say if they put a gun to your head and said you got to choose somebody, I'm gonna blow your brains out. Who are you gonna choose?
I just got my brains blowed out. Then shit.
You gotta answer the question. Come on, man, y'all making it harder than it was. It is. If you
Reggie, you know why, Reggie? There's too many. I'm gonna tell you this. I'm not from Michigan.
That's the beauty of it, Al Junior.
I keep real close.
That's the beauty of it. Everybody has a favorite.
I keep real close tabs, and I'm gonna tell you this: you got a lot. You got about 12 strong teams that I pay attention to in Michigan.
One car. You got to pick one car.
Shit. I'm going to tell you this. Undefeated, I can't say none. A more consistent car, I'll tell you this. I'd have to say
I'll give
Johnny
you that.
Quick.
Who do you think would be the most consistent car?
Johnny Quick is one of the more consistent guys out there.
That's going to be my Johnny Quick.
Believe it or not, what little bit of I've seen of Wayne's car, Wayne is another one that, you know, He gets some good hits. I tell you this, Dom. See, that's the thing. I mean, Dom is another one. The Mexicutioner, he's another one that, I mean, you know, he make the trip. He make the trip more times than what he don't. You know, I tell you another guy, Junior. If they get that program sorted out, they gonna be ugly, man. They gonna be real ugly. You know, but I mean, just one.
Is it fair to throw Gold Digger in there?
That's another one that come around. That's another one. I mean, that whole crew. Yeah, I mean, is one guy just gonna come and put a chokehold on everybody? I doubt that very much. Because then again, you know, anybody can win on any given day. Anybody can lose on any given day. You know?
Let me ask you this: Do you think for the cars we mentioned and for what we're talking about to be consistent and to be with the least amount of losses, would it be fair to say it's going to be a combination of the chassis guy, the driver, and the car?
Of course, it's the whole pack. It got to. If your car's on point,
let's ask that question again based on chassis shop, tuner, driver, and car. Who do you think gonna be most consistent?
Oh shit!
That's a lot.
Yeah,
it's a lot, but it's the truth. Yeah. It's a lot. Why are we running from a great question? Why run from it? It's an open
question.
So
There's too many variables. There's too many variables to pick.
Are we being politically correct on who we like and we don't?
Man, listen, politically correct me. Man, please, I don't give a fuck who likes it or don't like what I say. Because my opinion
Then it shouldn't be hard to answer this question.
You're asking a question that unless you got insight to each team, deep insight, you can't answer that question. I don't give a fuck who it is. And you can get
each team on the line. But it's your preseason pick. You hey, okay, when if you know Kentucky bringing back everybody on
okay,
that basketball
okay,
team next year,
okay.
You're going to be
know,
like, oh, yeah,
okay.
They're going
to. I'm going to do this. Being as you said it like that, I know about one car. That's going to be my pick, which would be Tony's car.
Okay.
Because I know that car inside out. So that'd be my pick there. If his program is
okay.
on point, don't nobody motherfucking move. If the program is on point, that'd be my pick there, because I know across the board about the car, what the program is, and in what direction it's going. Other than that, the rest of these guys, it's hard. You could have a guy that's got the baddest car. I'll give you an example, just to say it like this. Let's say I know he this motherfucker loved to race and he could drive his ass off, Jimbo. Okay, let me pick Jimbo. This is just an example. I'm not saying it. He got a good car. He a hell of a driver. But let's say he having problems at work, at home, whatever. So now his game is off. Guess what? He in the gutter now. You know, that's what I meant by that. It's just too many things. Across the board, Reg, you got a lot of badass hot rods in Michigan. Y'all got some badass rides. Now, who's going
to
dominate?
Is it fair that then it comes back to the big question I'm asking? Is all those things come into play when you grudge race? So any
right.
given day, you can lose. So we can
right.
all say, based on all the information we got and all the different variables of what's going on in a person's life at this time, or the relationship between them and the chassis guy, them and the tuner.
Right.
You can lose any day, and I think that's the essence of grudge racing. And I think it comes back to the question, do people, we talk about coming to win, and are you sitting like me, or do you have to sit like me? When all those things come to play together, I just wonder why more guys aren't taking chances on running different type of cars that may have a bigger tire or may have a bigger engine, because when all those things come into play, anything can happen. We saw that with the Shadow in a twin turbo car last night. We saw that somebody else had a big win last night that shouldn't have won, and I think that's the breath.
If you look at it on paper, and I'm not taking anything away from nobody, Big Low shouldn't have won, but he got away. Regardless of what happened, he got the win over Tony Wright.
Do you think exactly?
Go ahead.
You think when guys look at? Do you guys when you think guys look at it on paper, that make them turn to the steps, or when they look at it on paper, you make them think second guessing running this guy?
I mean, I couldn't say.
I mean, you just answered a great question. It was proven. Tony Wright got beat by Big Low last night.
You know, on paper, everybody got the ultimate plan. And again, it's like your man Floyd Mayweather said. You got all that training, you got all that planning, but all that shit goes out the window when the motherfucker hits you in the mouth. That's the thing with that. When you're in the shop, before you even make it there, when you're at home and you're running all of this through your mind, everybody out there got the ultimate plan, the ultimate combination, and the ultimate car. But once you get out here, that's when reality kicks in.
It becomes
these mics.
What was that?
Got a lot of. So you ready to start off for the play?
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to kick us off with something. Let's roll.
All right, 313.
314. 92. 48.
Your mic is open.
What up, y'all?
What's going on, man?
Listening to what y'all talking about. That's a hard question to answer. I'm with you, Tom. I'm just up here. I can't picture it. It just, you know. But if you had to pick your pick, I would pick who I fuck with. So that'll be one of the team members that I'm fucking with. So, but it's hard to pick a car. It's real hard. These guys out here, they're spending that money.
That's the cool thing about it. See, so that's why we bet and gamble and try to find out, and we go to the track to see how they're getting down, and we play nosy. We play undercover detective just to get the edge on who got what, man. And that's why I say this whole year of grudge racing is just going to be amazing, because there's a couple camps like that we don't know about.
Yeah, so
Cecil,
I think
just like you, Cecil. I ain't seen your car, but I know you're gonna sneak up on a lot of people.
Yes, sir. I will have to answer this question probably after this event right here. I can get a little more insight on it. Let me see at least a van or two, then I can really pick. Then, you know, I can go with, because right now, ain't no cars went down the track. We ain't seen none yet. So it's hard to say about what happened last year, because Wayne came on at the end. You know, Johnny Quick was always on in Massachusetts. So, and then Aaron got this set up in that Malibu, man. It's going to be hard to, you know. So we should, I think that question should be put back, I think, one show or another show back. Then we can bring that question back, I think. Then we can get a little more insight on seeing what car would be doing that. Because Tony cars, you know, you got – then I hear Chemo car.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
There's a lot of cars that then did a lot of too, you know. So I think if we see at least one show. Yeah, see Randy car coming, John Doe. So it's so many cars with a lot of horsepower, man, and that, you know, we can't just really pick it. That's my insight, because I think if we see at least a show or two, I think we can go with it then. I think we can pick, you know, who you think going to make it, you know, because after we see two, three passes going down the track, then I think we can go with that. So I think we should put that question on to, like, after this next event or next one. And you'll have a lot of good insight from a lot of people.
It was posed as a preseason. Like, you know how you had your preseason poll and your preseason predictions? That's all it was. It wasn't like what we have seen now. It's just like, what's your gut feeling? Who you looking to
now,
see do
something?
Hey, Rich. You know, that's kind of how.
Let me ask you a question, because I've been hearing him back and forth. What about Dougie?
Yeah, Dougie, I think they're going to come out.
I've been hearing him lately shaking the bushes. Now, I don't know what, me personally, and I ain't saying nothing wrong, I don't know if he's shaking them because he's trying to come out the bushes, or he's shaking them to make sure ain't nobody in them. I don't know this, but I'm asking.
That's the reason why I posed the question that I said, because there's so many cars coming out, and from what I hear and see and hear people talking about and cars I've seen, it's a lot of cars like me. I'm over here right now as we speak. I'm sitting in the car. My man wiring up my car right now as we speak. So, see, I ain't got nothing but a few days. I have oil pressure. I have everything. I got a few days. I'm getting the headers done. I'm sitting here. I'm in the car smoking, looking at him working like I'm watching a basketball game or a football game or something. So that's why I say, I think we just get a couple of passes. I understand the question he's trying to say and everything, but it's just hard, and I'm high over here too, so I still can't get my hands around it to answer that question, because it's just hard, man. So many of these guys out here, man, it's just a beautiful thing, man. I just want everybody just to come on now. I just want to see the show. I'm hoping and praying that Mother Nature give us a nice day on the third, so we ain't got to be all bundled up, you know. I want us to enjoy the show, because it's going to be a good one. This year, everybody talking about stuff. If you look at it, people didn't talk as much this year about their cars like last year. That's why you know it's a lot of jokers coming out here with them cars.
Yeah, I think it's going to be one of the best years of grudge racing. These guys itching because they've been running. They've been running already. They were running last night up until 4 in the morning, man. So I think everybody got that grudge racing bug on, but I just think it's going to be it's going to be some amazing stuff happening this year, some good things.
Hey, Red,
I think everybody's going to – yeah.
I don't think anybody's just going to come in and buffalo everybody. I mean, Don't get me wrong. But then again, you got a lot of different things going on. You got the guys on 29s. You got the guys on 28s. You got the nitrous guys. Yeah. You got the turbo guys. So, yeah. I mean, it's going to be wide open.
You got these jokers with these big old dumbass motors, man. You know, at first, when the game last year, 2 years ago, the motors weren't as big as they is now. That's why I say these guys, man, is 668 to 700 cubic inches. These some big-ass motors. And these guys spending that money to try to get it going down the track. So that's why I say I would love to ask this question again coming up after we see at least a show or two. Oh, that'd be a beautiful question to ask.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But we look forward to you, Cecil, getting out here, man. We glad that you are supporting the game and participating in the game, man, because it only gets bigger when people like yourself get in it, brother.
Oh, yeah, love it, man. I look forward to the show every week, man. It's just like a fucking TV show. I can't wait till 8 o'clock. I make sure I get on early enough because you can't get on. Man, this shit is so crazy. If you don't get on before 5 minutes before or at least 2 minutes, you're not getting on.
You know the early bird get the worm, boy.
Oh, man, I'm trying to catch a bunch of them motherfuckers.
That's what's up.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
Man,
we wearing up my shit.
Hey,
I can't wait, man.
Hey, Cecil, we're going to leave your mic open.
Yeah.
Hey, Slouch, go on
okay.
And keep opening them up. Let's see what's happening out there.
All right, 850-1296. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
All right.
We appreciate you.
313-0150. Mic is open.
Your money!
Uh-oh.
Man, who we got on the line? Who is this?
Man, what's up, man? It's Young Money, man. CEO.
What up,
Randy? What's happening? We over here in the house. What
up, Doug?
Nice shit, man.
For real?
Yeah,
hey,
man. We over here.
Got a bad boy in the picture. That color's good.
It's the Young Money takeover over here in Mike Nice Alley right now, goddammit.
hey, Randy, I'm over here with T. Lake, man. I'm trying to get out of here, man. He's finishing up now.
Where y'all at?
I'm still over here with the car. I'm over here with the car.
Oh, he over there wiring you up?
Yeah, he's supposed to have been through yesterday, but, you know, he had to do something. So I'm trying to get over there where y'all at.
We probably finna leave about. Probably pull up over there, me and Cuddy. Fuck it. What's going on, everybody?
All right.
What's up, man? Now y'all ready for the Young Money takeover Friday night, man?
What up? Hey, Randy, come on, lay it on the table, man. Tell these people what's happening, man.
Man, listen, man, we're gonna feed everybody real good, man. Everybody going to have a good time, man, Friday night. You already know we're going to have the girls there for everybody, man.
That's
and,
for
you
sure.
know, Saturday we're going to get up and race, man. We're going to have fun, man. It's going to be a good turnout, man.
You got my
lighter?
Give us an update on the car.
May 2nd, it's the Young Money Takeover at the East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren Street, Detroit, Michigan. Come party with the Young Money crew. CEO Randy, President Street King, Captain Cut Cut. Once again, 8 p.m. till you get enough. Remember, nobody move, nobody gets hurt when the clock's off. For more information, contact Big Fred of Motor City Mafia, 313-215-6547. Once again, for more information, contact Big Fred, 313-215-6547. Motor City Mafia.
You don't say that thing to you. Call Fred Hayes right now. Call this shit right now. You don't think you talk straight like that?
Hell no.
You crazy the motherfucker. When he ain't good?
No, I already.
So, Randy, is it fair to say that y'all planning on taking the game over this year?
Oh, man, listen, man. It's the Young Money Takeover for real this year, man. I'm trying to tell y'all, baby. Hey, listen, we going to have some fun this year. We going to race. We going to win, man, and do what we love to do, man.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, tell us what you got coming out, man. Tell us about give us some what's coming out of the Young Money camp. What you got, cars? Tell me about these cars.
Man, listen, man. We got y'all already know the gold digger, man. You know, we got the Duster coming out. Death Row. What do we call it?
Death Row
coming out. You know, that's gonna be a bad motherfucker. We got
what car is that?
That's a Duster, man. A Duster.
Okay.
A Chrysler, goddammit.
Come on.
What else you got?
Come on.
We got Boo Nasty coming out, you know what I'm saying? Another G body on 28 coming out, you know what I'm saying? We got the Chef Nasty, y'all already know him, the green Mustang small block. And you know the infamous John Doe coming out. Got that when that come out, boy. Ooh, everybody better run in the bushes. Right?
You got Darth Vader.
Darth
Vader.
Hey, I heard Aaron sitting on them little tires right now, ready for some action. Is it true?
Man, he ready, man. He ready. He ready for it.
And we got the rat bitch coming out too.
We got Cecil, Young Money Cecil coming out with the rat bitch too, you know what I'm saying? Young Money off the water, Cecil. Young Money off the water, Cecil. Let me straighten that on out right now, you know what I'm saying?
it sounds like y'all got a program over there.
Oh yeah, man, listen, man, we going racing, man. We going racing. We going right.
Hey.
I forgot about Nino Brown bump car. Nino Brown coming out. Small block.
Hey, who helping you get down the track, man?
Man, you know who we deal with. Rich from PRE, man. Pro Racecraft Engineer. His number 313-525-0666. Baddest motherfucker around, man. You know what I'm saying?
Go get that man his plug.
Cassie,
hey, CEO.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
What's happening? Who this?
Big Fred, man.
What's happening, Big Money?
Big Fred.
Hey, look, hey. Now, you hear your profession, your promoter. I've got the commercial for the Young Money Camp.
You
like your commercial, the Young Money commercial?
Yeah, why not?
He said, "Did you like the? He said, did you like the radio spot, promotion spot?"
Hey, listen, that's my first time here, and I like it, dog.
You heard on WJLB?
Y'all
heard
it
on the radio? On WJLB.
You ain't heard it on WJLB, did
you? Yeah. Hey, Young Money, you told me don't spend no expenses, baby. Hey, Junior, you said Young Money, there ain't no problem with the, ain't no paper shortage. You told me to take your business.
Get them in there.
Randy, we going to leave your line open, man. We got a lot of hands up.
If you ain't talking, do me a favor, mute your mic because you got some background noise there. Somebody doing some hammering or work.
Hey.
Oh, what's happening, man?
That nigga blowing. We got any more hands up?
Yeah, you got a lot of hands up, Slouch.
All right, let me open up some more mics. 773-7399, your mic is open.
Appreciate it. 773-7399,
your mic is open.
Yeah, he said he's just listening. Appreciate you coming on, brother.
All right.
313-9905, your mic is open.
Hey, against the background. Make sure you mute your mic, guys.
Make sure you mute your mic, guys.
Somebody got speaker.
That might have been the one you just opened up.
That might have been the one you just opened up.
Somebody
Your mic is open. 586-6455.
Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? How everybody doing, man?
What's going on?
What's up? What's happening, man?
So, hey, man, I'm chilling, man. Getting ready for the party on Friday, man.
What's up, man?
I'm chilling, man. All these promotions, man, they made me, I'm going to have to go out and get a new outfit to go to the Young Money party, man. Yeah, I'm going to go get a new religion or something.
Hey, so we wish you well this weekend, brother. We wish you well this weekend, man, with the event, brother.
Hey, thanks, so. Man. Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
Hey, so.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello. Hey, Peso, would you be interested in betting about 500 to Chemo Gap Wayne?
I'll do that. I'll do that. But you betting on the Gap?
Yep.
Yeah. Who is that?
Tudo Tony.
Yeah, that's a bet.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy money.
Huh?
Who gonna get Wayne?
Chemo.
If they race,
they did.
If they race, whatever.
Yeah, now what's the gap?
A gap is if it's any daylight in between Chemo's back bumper and Wayne's front bumper. Any daylight, that's gapping.
Oh yeah, that's to the 8 mile. Yeah, yeah, they race to the 8 mile. Yeah, that's a bet. And then we're gonna do the same bet when you race Wayne.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Woohoo!
Ooh wee!
Yeah.
Hey, can I
get 50 on that paper?
Hey, shit, you get all that. Lil Tony don't raise anyway, so.
No, I'm talking about Chemo.
No, I'm tapped out at 500, man. Y'all know I don't do all that big betting, man. I ain't got all that kind of money. I bet 500 on the gap though. That's easy right there. But listen, man, I'm gonna talk about the weekend, man. Like I said,
come
I get my outfit and a fresh haircut for the party on Friday. I got some people saying they coming. I can't really talk about them yet because they told me to be quiet because they don't make it.
Hold on, let me ask you this though. I understand about your outfit, but when the last time you raced somebody since I don't race? I don't race since you don't race.
Shit, I think I have more races than you back when I raced than when you raced since I had my car.
I doubt it. I don't race more than one season, and you have your own tie.
Street races don't count. Well, yeah, absolutely. You've been doing it 20 years more than me, too.
You say street racing don't count.
I could go race my pickup 6 times and have more races than you. Do that count?
You wouldn't. If I died yesterday and you lived another 100 years, you would never race as much as I don't race.
We all know that's a lie. Did you? Tony, did you race anybody last year?
Yep.
Where? When? What car did Bumblebee race in? Matter of fact, when did you win your last race for that car?
What's that? Junior, what's that track over there y'all got?
41.
Against who?
Ran two people at 41. Ran Leon and ran Hurricane.
You sure
what
was that? Last year?
Say what? Yes,
what was that, last year?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm proud of
any
you for those
course.
Two races, but not at all. But, you know, we all know you pay punk out.
And we all know y'all don't pay. And I ain't never in my life paid a punk out. I paid lockup. I ain't never paid a punk out in my life. Ain't going to never pay one of them.
Well, who's y'all? Who's y'all don't pay?
You, Wayne, you know, y'all don't like to pay people.
Well, since when? Well, we don't like to pay people?
Man, you still owe Meatball some money and Big Fred, man. Pay them people what you owe them, man.
Oh, God, man. See,
they tried to get paid for damn near 2 years ago, man. Since you
I'm pretty sure them fellas, I'm pretty sure them fellas, they okay. They on the phone. They can speak up. They got a problem. They can handle it with me anyway. You bringing
Meatball,
in another man's
okay,
business
man.
To the phone.
Meatball, have you got your money yet, man?
I'm on that other mic right there, plug up.
Tone always be on that petty shit, man. We try to talk about races. Tone always want to bring in some petty shit.
Ooh, man, what do you don't like? You hang your bitch ass up.
I'll talk about races, man. You always try to take
shit
personal,
to me, man. I asked you that you want to bet on a motherfucking gap. You come with that.
I made that easy. Then you talk about who me and Wayne don't pay. Wayne ain't on this phone to defend himself. I ain't paid nobody because I ain't no reason to pay himself.
I'm talking about you right now, nigga.
Okay, who haven't I paid? Them dudes is good.
You the motherfucker talking about I done paid somebody. That's right. I pay my debts. You need to pay yours. You worry about the fuck.
And who's
I
my debt? Who's their debt? Them dudes is good.
I just said you owe Meatball some money, so don't worry about who the fuck I owe. I don't owe no motherfucking body.
And I don't either. I don't owe nobody no money either. Because them dudes is good. My name is on Big Fred Flyer. I didn't ask that. I support that man. He good. He helped me out. I'm helping him out. He good. Meatball is 100 at my end. He's good. What's next?
Man,
what
you ain't paid, sir. You ain't. Hate on what I need to hate on you for? Who the fuck is you, nigga?
I'm a nobody. I'm trying to be like little Tony.
Well, after dinner, shut the fuck up talking to me.
Yeah, okay. Exactly, man. You always on that weak shit.
Nigga, fuck you, nigga.
I know, that's how I'm
always
been.
On that weak shit.
Yeah, okay. Good for you, bro. Good for you, man. Always got shit to say to me. I come on the show to talk about a party. You always
want to
go personal on here, dude.
I asked you that you
want to
bet on the race.
I betted you. Did I not say that, bro?
Shit, Tony ain't going to race nobody. When the fuck you race somebody?
Dude, that's what we do. We talk shit. You want to take this shit personal, though? Do we not talk shit in the class racing, Tony? Is that not what we do? Can I call a show and have a deep
you
conversation?
You the one taking it personal. You the one letting your emotions take over. Like you said,
dude,
you telling me
me and my partner owe people money, and you bringing that personal shit from over a year ago, Tony?
That's what you bringing up. You talking about whoever I raced last year. I raced last year. Who did you race
and
last
year? And I said, cool. I didn't know that. I don't race. I'm a video
artist. Okay. Well, I'm a racer. So get out of my business. I ain't asked you who did you film last year because I don't film.
Okay, cool. So don't worry. Hey, good luck to you this year, man. Have a good race. Motor City Mafia, number one team in the world. I support everything y'all cats do. You know what I mean? If you got a personal vendetta with me, we can kick it.
I don't have nothing personal, but you the one want to take it somewhere else. I just asked you, would you be willing to bet on the race? You the one,
yeah,
okay,
what did
I
say?
You ain't going to race nobody no way. I said, okay, well, you ain't going to race nobody. You the one getting emotional.
So that's us talking shit.
If you
want to
get in touch with
your
feminine
side, who I owe money to.
Man, I don't have no problem with it, man. Just relax,
right,
man.
Right, so we
get
it. I'm
okay,
good.
All right. Go ahead and finish your announcement. We support your race 100%. Could you finish your announcement about the race? So we let everybody know that you're having a race this weekend.
No need. Everybody know where it's at. I just come over here to support Young Money and Avin on Friday. I'll be there. We have a good time. I'm excited to see the team and everybody. We have a good time. Leave my mic open, and I'll stay on the line for y'all.
All right. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming on the show, man.
Well, let's go. Hey, Sauce, you want to open up some more mics? Hey, Tom, what's up, man? What's up with you?
Junior, what's going on, man?
Shit, you know it's another Sunday.
Well, we about to go
trying
to
find,
on that
I'm trying to find
action.
Out what's going on.
I'm sorry I got off the show. We were putting together some of this underground action we about to go take care of.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, everybody who knows where it's at, you know, be there and be safe.
Yeah.
I see y'all starting to put in work every night. Shit.
Man, 6 o'clock in the morning last night.
Well, shit. As long as the weather permits, that's what's happening, man.
main man, Chance / Bad Company. They, you know, were out showing out and showing up.
Oh, okay.
Some good ass. What's the name of the crew? Regulator Racing.
Right.
Was standing up last night. You know, we seen some real good action. Real good action.
So y'all get the preview.
Say what?
You know,
what's
you got Doc, Rig, everybody else on here, man.
The rest of y'all got to excuse why I talk to this old sizzling ass bitch over here, y'all.
Okay, I'm going to sit down then. My bad. I'm on mute. Continue.
Now, what's your motherfucking problem today, man?
He said, what is my problem today?
What's your problem today, man? You woke up on the wrong side of the bed or something, man? You all in your feelings today, man?
No, that's your man want to get all the emotion.
I mean, I hear you attacking my man on some old false shit, man. That man come over there just to talk about the show, and you know you came at him sideways, man.
I asked that man, did he want to bet on the race with you on chemo? He said
and
yes.
And he locked the shit in.
Okay, but then when he went to all off in left field talking about I ain't going to race nobody,
he kept it racing.
I kept it racing.
Did that man lie on you? You just lied on that man.
You lied to that meatball getting paid. He didn't get paid.
Meatball wouldn't take a dollar. Ask Meatball, did I try to pay that man? He said he didn't want it. He said he was straight. Ask him. Get him on the phone, man.
Is Meatball on the line?
If you gonna speak up and say put some words in Meatball mouth, let Meatball say it for his motherfucking self.
Hold up. Is Meatball on the line? I just got on the show. I don't know if Meatball on the line.
Hey, man, look at your last four.
Say what?
Hold on, I'm gonna call him right now. Hold on.
I don't know what's wrong with you, man, but you be on some straight bullshit, man.
Oh, man, listen, man.
You
motherfucker. That motherfucker.
There ain't no fucking owls in here, is it?
Fuck that nigga, man. Fuck that nigga. He with his sensitive ass. The man want to say something.
Man, you sound like a sensitive
motherfucker.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
I'm not a sensitive nigga. Fuck you, nigga. I'm not sensitive.
All right then. And what?
Anything that man got. Wait.
Go find you a motherfucking stool to park your rump in, Wayne. Shut
the
fuck up.
Fuck you, you gorilla-looking motherfucker. Hey, I'm a deal with your bitch ass Saturday. I ain't got nothing to say to you.
After Saturday, you ain't gonna
handle our business Saturday, motherfucker. He don't need no help. Let that man talk for his goddamn self. He spoke on me, motherfucker, so I come on here to defend myself. You stay the fuck out of it, bitch.
We're
going to
find you a stool.
We're going to
sit your ass on
Will you come put me on the stool, motherfucker?
With
your bad ass.
Hey, Chemo, the man going to tell you, but he over here defending this other soft motherfucker.
Hey, hold on.
You brother my name. Ain't nobody defending nobody. I ain't going to go back and forth. It don't matter. We're in two different arenas.
But just when you think this motherfucker done got over that shit, man, he go back to his old ways, man.
What is it for me to get over, Wayne?
Speaking of that old hoe shit, you don't know what the fuck you talking about, man.
Get over what?
Always on the
shit. Get me Ball on the phone, man. Get me Ball on the phone, man.
I tried to call, he ain't answering. I'm sure if Tony called him, he might answer.
You know where that motherfucker is, man.
Where he at?
Well, I was calling.
I thought he was on the
phone. Me Ball number. Somebody call me Ball right now. I'm sick of all this shit. Okay. Call his friend.
Hold on. I'll try to call him. Hold on.
What the happened, man? God damn. What the heck?
Well, hey, Slouch, you got some mics you want to open up? We can let these guys, y'all can take care of that shit. Y'all can call each other and do whatever, man.
Nah, let it be aired out, Junior. I'm sick of being me. Every time I call this show, there's always problems with what I do and what I say. I don't do shit but make shit easy. So let's finish the conversation.
Because
motherfuckers
ain't racing, that's all the fuck they got to talk about.
Hey, so let me ask you a question.
Let's leave these mics closed until we get these ball on. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Have I ever said anything to you in a disrespectful or non-respecting manner?
You know what? For that fact, absolutely not. But it's sad that the people in your own hometown want to hate you and talk shit to you more than anybody else in this damn
ball and national.
Well, I mean, that's to me, that's a Michigan grudge what y'all got going on. Now the personal stuff. Let me finish. Now the personal stuff that I don't give a fuck about it. The racing part, I heard that shit.
Hey, Peso, somebody shoot me a test with Meatball getting there. I gotta go back to work for a second.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go on open up a couple of these mics while y'all whatever.
What's up, Pace? What's up, Junior?
414-6614. Yeah, Fred, come on. Your mic is open.
Hello?
414-6614. What's up? What's going on, man?
Man, shit, man, I'm just chilling. I'm just sitting back listening to the show, man. Just on here showing my support, man.
We appreciate that, brother. If you make it down here, you know they got the event on Saturday, but Young Money got a big party going on Friday, so, you know, I'm going to say it because they
posted it. You stupid, ignorant son of a bitch, dumb bastard!
Y'all more
Jesus
than welcome
Christ,
to
I met some dumb bastards in my time, but you outdo them all. Get over there!
Who the fuck is playing with that?
What the fuck is that?
I was trying to pick something else, my bad.
Hey, Slap.
What's up, man?
May 2nd, it's the Young Money Takeover at the East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren Street, Detroit, Michigan. Come party with the Young Money crew. CEO Randy, President Street King, Captain Cut Cut. Once again, 8 p.m. till you get enough. Remember, nobody move, nobody gets hurt when the clock's off. For more information, contact Big Fred of Motor City Mafia, 313-215-6547. Once again, for more information, contact Big Fred, 313-215-6547. Motor City Mafia.
Get an opportunity to make it down early on Friday. I mean, that's what's up, you know. You got a good group of people over there, man. Go on, kick it, and then it's time to go to the slaughterhouse.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm going to leave you.
Tom, what's happening?
I'm going to leave your mic open, brother. I'm going to run through the list here.
All right, bro.
734-7521, your mic is open. Your mic is open.
I'm just listening.
Appreciate you calling in, brother.
Hey, Jim, what's up, man?
What's happening, man? Talk to me.
What's up, Tone? What's up?
What's happening?
I was off the phone, man. Somebody texted me. I got my 10 texts. They get them back on the show. What's going on? What's up, Peso? It's Big Fred. Hello?
Yeah, we on.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, tell me to get back on and talk to somebody with Peso. What's happening?
Man, what's going on, man?
What up, Peso?
Chilling, man. I was informed that me and you are owe you money. So I was trying to figure out what's going on with that. And if so, I'll bring you the money right now if I do. Because I know we talked about that. You know,
yeah,
things that's going on now is how we're working at and doing things with that. So I just want to make sure that if you got a problem with me, I just want to know what I need to do to get you some money if I owe you something.
Oh, no, we good. We good. Tom, we good.
Okay. Thanks, sir. I just want to make sure. I ain't here to argue.
They paid you for
the check.
They paid you
100%.
So when you worked that show last year?
Yeah, we worked something else out on something else, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you
like
didn't
I told,
get paid. So you didn't get paid,
no,
there,
I could,
right?
No, hold on. Let me explain. What I supported Wayne and what he was doing, and when Peso came to me, and then I told him I did it for Wayne. I was doing it for Neverskid. I was working with Wayne, and he said, "Hold on, I want you to take some." I told him, "I said we'll get at it." He said, "What do you think I owe you?" I said, "Well, we'll work it out on something else that I was trying to do." So that's how we did the horse trade. Put it that way.
Thank you, sir. I just want to make sure I ain't doing nobody wrong. I do whatever you need me to do, and I'll be there for the second to support you as always.
Hey, Tom.
Hey,
Tom.
Yeah.
Can you hear me, Tom?
Yeah, I hear you.
Hello? Hey, look. Hey, but for the record, nobody pays like you, baby.
Okay.
Nobody pays like you.
Hey, Fred, do I owe you?
Shit, you come to the house.
Okay. Peso act like it's a problem
because
I pay my bills.
Oh, no, hey, shit. We need to check track at 4 in the morning. You at the goddamn house at 7. I'm like, damn, do you sleep? That shit can waste.
All right.
Hey, I just want to get my name cleared up on the false allocations that I owe people money and don't pay it. That's all I'm trying to do.
Well, I'm going to keep opening lines until y'all clarify whatever y'all clarifying. 734-4942, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, fellas?
What's up? Who we got here?
We got Melvin, man.
Melvin,
what's going on, man?
You got it, man.
Man, are you ready?
Long time no hear from.
Are you ready to engage this weekend, Melvin?
Ready? Yeah, go ahead.
Are you ready to engage this weekend?
No. But I was going to comment on that, you know, what you guys were just talking about, who could go undefeated. From what I've seen.
Come on.
I've seen a few of the cars make some passes this year already when I was down in the House of Hook. And, you know, Aaron and them. If we can get Aaron right, I figure they're going to be the ones that really going to be the ones that got to get knocked off right there. I'll go with Aaron and them, man, because the pass I seen that car make when I was down there, it kind of impressed me a little. So I'm like, okay, the boys got something to work with right there. So if we can keep that driver in good shape and keep him focused on what he got going on, I think he'll be the man.
Well, that's
focus, man. If we can keep him away from all this arguing and all this crazy madness stuff that we got going on somewhere sitting over in the corner, he'd be the man. I've seen the car make a pass, and I'll ride with them.
So that
yep.
gold digger.
So that's my prediction.
Okay.
Oh yeah, yeah. I've seen it make the pass in the House of Hook, and when I saw the pass it made in the House of Hook. Not the one when he lost the round when he first got there. I'm talking about the second one he made about at midnight. The boy came down through there. I'm like, okay. That's something to fuck with right there. So like I say, I'm going to ride with the gold digger. So I'll let y'all go ahead on and finish y'all discussion. Yep, just want to let y'all know that.
Hey, appreciate you calling in, Melvin, and hopefully we'll see you out there soon, brother.
All right, man.
All right, now. 313-646-1500.
When Melvin going to make a pass? Is Kai has Melvin question. Is he going to make a pass this year?
I don't know if I'm making passes. I got me a 14-second car, so I'm making passes. I just ain't got my fastest car running, so I'm going to ride the track. I'm good. I'll find me somewhere to play around with. I'm still racing.
Okay. Oh, okay.
That's
so
what's
we
up.
Me and you ain't going to get our unfinished business took care of, right?
No, if it do, it'll be late into the season. If I make it, if I get it, get the oil pressure and everything back the way I want it, I'll call you up.
Okay. We ain't going to be the mouth hog about it. Okay.
All right.
That's what's up. 313-6465. Your mic is open.
Oh, I'm just listening, Johnny.
Appreciate that, brother.
Hey, Junior, did you read that the Michigan Junior be knocking Jimbo and Mark Crank head off this weekend?
No, I didn't know that.
I think he's gonna be knocking them boys this weekend.
You know, I did the dummy yesterday and cracked the screen on my motherfucking Galaxy. So you know, I'm hurting right now. Till I can get it into the shop, get all the latest dirt and gossip. So they locked in and how they running, Chemo?
I think they locked corner for the 8 mile.
Okay.
Hey,
you got somebody watching the TV? You got some background noise there?
Did you mute my mic back again, Johnny?
No, your mic is open.
Yeah, I was just listening.
Yeah. If you could mute your mic, you can come back in anytime you want.
All right, I got you.
Okay, 773-4786. Your mic is open.
What's up, fellas? Terrell, Eastside Stranglers, man. Checking
Terrell,
y'all out.
Terrell, what's going on? What's going on, bro?
I'm good. Everything great, man.
Terrell, will you get mine? I do have a noose with your name on it.
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be down there for the party, for the event Saturday.
Oh, the party.
There you go. That's what's up.
What I'm asking. You coming to party. You're not coming to play, huh?
I'm coming up Saturday, too. I'm going to bet on the gap.
Oh, okay.
We ain't going to gap your ass, Chemo.
Oh.
Damn.
So you're saying you're coming to Saturday. You aren't coming to engage.
I'm coming to gamble.
You're not, okay. You're not coming to join the festivities, huh?
No, I'm not. I don't have oil pressure yet, brother.
Oh, okay.
But for the Tony race, I have oil pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Engagement time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm gonna leave your line open, Terrell. Jump on in anytime you want. Let me go through a few more of these lines. 313-2526, your mic is open.
Hey, that was me, Junior. I'm on hold for right now. It's one.
Okay.
What's going on that Wayne want to talk to Meatball so bad about?
Man, listen, man. That's something y'all got to resolve over there. 313-8405. Your mic is open.
Did you allow these motherfuckers and kept them they quiet? They know they either got to put up or shut up Saturday.
Lottie motherfucker got 708-6369. Your mic is open.
Hey, Jim, what's going on? What's up, Chemo?
What's up?
What's going on, man? Hey, man, just laying back and enjoying the show, man.
There you go.
What's up? Cadillac, what's happening, man?
Man, Chemo, man, I want you to go and not put Wayne on his back, man. Make it stick it up, man. I'm with you,
put something on his lip, huh?
Make him get on his side or something.
Will you be coming out Saturday or Friday, Joe?
Yes, sir. I'm trying to make it up there.
There you go, man.
Man, I got to support my people, man. I got to do that.
There you go. You know we got to bridge this gap a little bit tighter, man. You know.
Oh, ain't no doubt, man.
We got a lot of good races up in Michigan. You know, got a lot of motherfuckers that are sweet out there, too, but don't say nothing, man. I'm going to keep that between me and you, bro.
like butter, baby. Tell them where to be, baby. Bring them on.
Well, I'm gonna leave your mic open, Joe. Let me go on through a couple more here just to get everybody on. 773-9705, your mic is open.
Junior, Tone, what's up? This is Big Sam.
Man, what's the deal, baby? What's happening?
Man, everything is peaceful. How y'all brothers doing?
It's going, man. It's Sunday and it's slow, man.
I see. Man, I just called in to let y'all know I'm listening in on y'all.
All right.
No, we appreciate that. Sham, give everybody a rundown. What's going on, man?
Man, everybody know what's happening. Junior, said June 7th. It's going down. All these treatable cars that say they fast and they ain't lip boxing. They really trying to engage. All these, I'm trying to, you know, trying to get these Detroit boys to come on and, you know, engage with us, man, down here, and we gonna, you know, we gonna return the favor and come on back down there. Well, I'm quite sure some people they coming Saturday to Wayne and them event, but I'm trying to get them to come on up to my backyard and try to engage. So hopefully we can make that happen. I know it's a couple guys that they say they're coming. But yeah, everybody with a streetable car, man, you more than welcome. You gonna find some action there too. If you're really looking for some action and you racing on the street right now, you gonna find it June 7th.
On them street and streetable cars, we are going to accommodate anything they bring down.
Ooh, we wait a minute.
Hey, Sam.
Say that again,
hey,
Junior.
Sam.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Yeah.
Anything.
Are they going out the back door, man? Or is it this 8 mile racing?
Man, look here. We don't go out the 8th mile here. We that's all we do with a street car is go out the back door. I don't know nothing about no 8 mile. That don't make sense to me.
Okay.
No. That's what we do. You know
Tone,
don't play around. You know how we do here.
13, all the tune-ups.
Don't act like you don't know. Don't start getting shady and grady here, man. I ain't trying to, get indifferent with you, but you know exactly what happened the other week. Yeah.
Hey, Shaq, hold on, man. Come on, man. Tone wasn't there, Shaq. Tone wasn't there. I still got band-aids. I got a zipper that runs from the back of my neck to the center of my forehead. Please leave that alone.
Man, look
please.
Here. That's just a, you know, that was, well, hey, let me tell you like this, Junior. Now, Tone said that, you know, he was the person that, you know,
orchestrated,
put that in the mix.
Orchestrated.
Right. So let's say this. That's just a warm-up Chicago versus Detroit, how it's going to go June 7th.
Well, I'm gonna say this one thing.
I got a double bubble. Detroit versus Chicago, and the South Side versus the West Side. Which one is the best? The South Side won up already.
Listen. I'm gonna call Thursday night. We're gonna discuss this. I ain't gonna bring our business out here on the other side of the border. But I'm gonna tell you this. That same individual, we will strap one of them blue motherfuckers on the back of that car and say something motherfucking right, and he got it.
He got
oh,
it.
Oh, my goodness.
Damn.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes.
Well,
yes.
I, you know what?
I,
that's
I
the 1-800 keep it real.
What
he,
listen
he
what I told
real
my man.
Good.
Listen what I told my man. Ain't
dude,
never again.
Dude,
in
y'all
life.
Might have to get that 1-800 keep it real.
Am I going to show up? Am I going to show up with anybody I know that's a dope fiend without no dope in the back? No. Hell. No, sir. No, sir. You won't never get me like that. Never. No, sir. But, I mean, again, for the streetable and street cars, come on down June the 7th, boy. We're going to have a
you will,
lot
you,
of action.
Well, say it again. You will be
hey,
accommodated.
Sam.
Yes, sir.
Is Shorty coming to your race? Or you know, is he coming to hold the showdown, or he just perpetrating over there?
Man, it's
Shorty.
Shorty,
you
didn't know
Shorty.
Do I have to get on you like I just got on phone? I'll stand up for anybody from Chicago, and especially him. He's going to be there on the
phone. Shorty going to move in the week before, man.
Yeah, he's going to be out there the night before just sitting in his car.
Waiting in the
waiting on y'all to come up here.
Sham, is your car going to be ready?
I must have it ready because I'm locked in.
Hey,
so
man,
I got yeah.
Hey, Tone,
okay.
With the break, he with the breaking up like a 38 Ford. Talk about I must have it ready. That ain't what he said. Is it gonna be
no,
ready?
No.
Yes,
I'm gonna be ready. I ain't got a choice but to be ready.
Okay.
And well,
Sam,
I'm
gonna have to pay the fuck out.
How do your car sit? How do your car sit, Sam?
I got a streetable car. A Cutlass, all steel, with a big block on the motor. Stock suspension, with a radio in it, all interior. That's how it's hit. Streetable car.
What size tire you got on this car?
That's a 29 on it.
Ooh, shit.
Damn,
you got
damn,
exhaust on
like you got.
It sound like what?
You got mufflers on the car?
Yeah. It's a streetable car. I told you that. It's a streetable car. You seen the car, Tone. Don't act like you ain't seen it.
That was a year ago. I seen it. Yeah,
oh,
it's
exactly the same. It ain't no different. It looked just the same. I ain't did nothing to it.
Tone, you got it on the
man. What you say, Kimo?
Sound like you got a race car, Sham. A 29.
No, don't sound like.
Bucket.
No, you got a race car.
Oh,
I got a streetable car.
Kimo got less than what you got, so how he got a race car, but you got a street car?
No.
Yes.
Hold on, man. All this technicality shit, man. Listen, pull over, put your motherfucking blinkers on, and stay the fuck out the goddamn way. Can I open up the next mic, man?
Yeah, please, Junior, because Kimo, they on something else. They showing on something else.
Hey, Junior, all I said, the man got a big iron in his car. That's it.
Hey, Kimo, I got a little bitty big iron.
My Suburban had a big iron in it. Fuck is you talking
right.
about?
Yeah,
what's
back
wrong
back in the 70s. Yeah, back
okay,
in the
70s. Oh, okay.
As a matter of fact, that's what the motor came out of, my old Suburban.
There you go. Street car, drive around.
That's right.
Hold on. I'm about to do a biz. You got a cast intake or a sheet metal intake?
Really?
Yeah,
I can't even say sheet metal.
Hey,
I can't even say that.
Hey, Sham.
I bet they didn't make that car. You said
Let me get Tony real quick. Hey, Tone, it got a Marcellus triple platinum. Why? And?
Hey, and? You got one carburetor and two carburetors.
Six.
We got split dominator. I can't even afford
got six
a half
one,
of one
got six one barrels on there. Got 6 1 barrels on there.
Hey, Sam, because I'm really thinking about trying you, man. That's why I'm asking you these questions.
Okay.
It's simple. It ain't nothing. It ain't nothing exotic about that car at all. Nothing.
And you got four, but a 29. I'm just. That's a lot of time.
Hey, Tone.
The full factory interior.
I'm about to sleep.
Is it a cage in the car?
Yeah, that's a cage. You know, I ain't racing nothing without no cage no more. I crashed, folks, right? I ain't racing nothing without no cage.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
Your radio, does it have a pop-up screen?
No, it's an old regular. It's just regular.
I can't run you then. You ain't got a pop-up screen. I can't run you, bro.
Hey, Junior, I can tell you from Chicago. That's all I can say.
Yeah, you ain't got a pop-up screen. I can't. I mean, what type of amp you got in the bitch?
Man.
Let me go and open up this line, man. 219-2285, your mic is open.
Your mic is open.
Yeah,
he had all these
bad boxes.
What's up, Junior?
Hey. What's going on, Leon? Come on in, man.
Where's little Tony at?
I'm right here.
Little Tony.
Tone.
He on here.
Hey, Tone, where you at?
I'm right here.
Hey, can I give you 200? Because seems like you just took all the best, so I will try to get me 200 in with you, whoever you bet. I'm betting with Timo. I bet on the win. I don't care about no gap. I know he's going to win.
What, when he run Wayne?
Yeah. You know, everybody, it sounds like you just took in all the best, so I think I could try to get me a little 200 in.
Yeah, I shed a little. We're going to all celebrate that victory together. No question you can get 200.
When I get there, I'm going to hand you 200.
Okay.
Hey, we got somebody with their kids. You got some background noise?
Yeah, hey, Junior, that's me. I'm at Red Lobster, man. I'm going on mute.
Thank you.
Tom, I got a quick question. Somebody texted me the other night saying that they was in the from work in the other night. Did that person get from work in, or how did that go about?
Kimo, there's so much background noise, I can't hardly hear you.
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on, man. You got somebody that's working or doing something, man. They moving a lot of things around, man. Let me go.
Hey, me, I'm on mute. That person might have a phone in his pocket.
Somebody
texted me the other night saying that they were going to put some work in. I was trying to see if that person put that work in or what.
From last night?
Yeah.
Kimo.
Oh, no.
It was a variety of work getting put in.
Hey, Kimo.
Yeah, what's up?
Yes, sir, Leon. I want you to do one thing for me.
What's
you
that?
Gotta have dirty man. You gotta have dirty man there. Oh man.
What
the mechanic, man? You gotta have dirty man there now.
Cheese, man.
Hey, Kimo, that's the hot. Dirty man
that's
gotta be there.
Cheese, man.
Oh,
hey,
okay.
Look, that's
okay.
Cheese,
hey,
man.
Hey,
that's his Austin Coyle.
Yes, sir.
Don't be there. That's Kimo Austin Coyle there.
Hey, I tell you something. You know, Nappy, that's Kimo's crew chief, has been for years. He is underrated.
Oh, yeah.
People don't give that man the props he deserves. You know, like say you call him dirty, man. He be dirty, but that's when that man be putting that work in.
Hey,
Phil,
not
Nappy,
only calling
Nappy,
that
Nappy
man.
Nappy makes it happen. Huh?
Yeah. So y'all call him a different name. That's the name I gave him up there at the Grove. We was at the Grove.
Yeah, Nappy puts that work in. Nappy get, hey, when Kimo have a problem, Nappy going over in there and get it right.
Yeah.
Hey man, what happened down there? I in the Carolinas. The only race I did see, Wick took that walk back when that damn Candy Crusher crushed him then, didn't he?
Hey, did you see Big Low knock down Tony Wright?
Huh?
Yes, sir. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Wow. Ooh, Tony Wright got stitches there. No wonder he ain't been around here raising no scene.
Hey, Tom.
Yes, sir.
Anybody got an update from Long Island Joe race? Yes.
Not yet.
Rhino.
Not yet. All
right.
Well, let me go on down the line, open up some more of these mics. I'm trying to find out where the hell all that noise is coming from. I think I got it. 313-5205, your mic is open.
What up, dog, baby? What happened as Carolina's Rambo needs surgery? The shadow.
What up,
is a little bit faster than I already knew it was. What up, dog? Shadow a little bit faster than I thought it was, and I thought it was fast as hell.
And, hey, I know, Leon, I got a text from a 773.
Yeah, yeah.
43.
I'm here,
Keith. 3810. Somebody said tell Bud to give me that money. Do you know
Uh-oh.
Who that is over there?
Uh-oh.
Say that again, Kimo.
I got a text from a 773-3810 telling me to tell Bud to give me that money. I don't know who the hell is that.
I heard that's C-Lub. That was C-Lub. He was trying to get in, but I don't know. He dropped off when I clicked him in.
Oh.
He heard Bud on the phone before he get to him. So, Bud know what he's talking about.
Hey, what's three lugging up? I can get him in.
Hold
on, I can bring him in. Is Bud home?
Yep. He back.
Oh, what's up, Bud?
No, this ain't him, Bub. Somebody says he home. He back.
Oh, okay. No, he had went off to school. He came home from spring
y'all
break.
Y'all gotta leave from there. They departed.
They go three love right there.
Three love. You said you heard Bud. Bud was on the line or something. He home for spring break.
Somebody called me and said Bull on show trying to lock in for May the 3rd with them niggas.
Shit, it won't be this May the 3rd.
I got on here late. I don't know what's going on. I ain't making no fun. Look, I just got that
free check. Free love. What's happening, man?
What up, Puerto Rico Junior?
You ready to engage this weekend or no?
Nah, man, ain't nothing trying to be ready for June the 7th race, man. North side versus south side.
There you go.
I got some chicken I got to pluck.
Tell them where you from. No, those ain't chicken. Those is ducks they got over there, man.
Well, I got some baby ducks I want to put in this motherfucking hot grease I got over on the west side.
There you go.
I want me some south side duck soup.
Wait, who your duck? Who your duck, man? Just give me one of your ducks. Let me hear which one. Who one of your ducks?
The whole ground and pound crew.
Uh-oh.
Three Lug, what's happening, man?
What up, pretty Tony?
Hey, what's the deal?
Hey, man, you got to come get our money back from Skin, man. Skin got our money out of the street, man. You got to get our money back, man.
Hey, Free Lug, I told him. All you got to do is let us shoot that shit at him.
Yeah.
That's all he got to do. Let us shoot that shit
Free
at
Lug.
Him.
Free Lug. What happened? You ain't scared to talk to Ground and Pound like that and seeing that they don't whoop his three or four times. You ain't scared to put their name in their mouth?
Who is Biz? They're talking about some Biz. Who Biz Market? I thought Biz Market was dead. Hey, man.
I'm talking about Chicago Biz. I ain't talking about Biz Market.
If he was Biz Market, he dead. Grand Apparel killed him 3 years ago. I mean, last year, three times he shot him in the head, three times last year. He dead. He ain't come back to Chicago. He threw.
But that's what I'm saying, Three Love. You know them boys they carry them weapons, man. You ain't scared to talk about ground and pound?
Fuck ground and pound. I hope Tyrone on his motherfucking phone or make Leon blow your ass out. You know Tyrone on Southside frying that chicken? I make Leon blow your ass out. And that boy, that blue Dodge, what's his name, Leon?
That's Cal City Cal.
Cal City Cal, whooping your ass, Junior.
Three Love.
Hey, man, Three Love got this mic. Hold on for a minute. Cal City Cal, don't call man. Stop this ass whooping we're going to put on your ass. A man can't stop this. We fucking you up. Tommy Lee, with that new note you got, we're going to whoop your ass, too, on the 7. So you get ready, too.
Oh, yeah.
Terrell, me and Leon fucking you up together, so you might get you some gauze and stick in your ass, because we're going off in you, boy.
Most definitely.
Whoa. Y'all don't let Three Love, are you Chicago guys, and let Three Love come on here and
Three Love, tell them where you from, Three Love. Tell them where you from, bro. Tell them where you from.
The West Side? No, first, 21st? Y'all know what that is? 21st, no worse. 21st and Trumbull, Hog Avenue. Down on the south side I'm going.
They don't know nothing about that shit, man.
Hey, listen. Hey, and fuck Donye, too, because he gonna race at the, he gonna race at 41. He's gonna scale Donye neither. Fuck Donye from the south side.
Damn.
Cause he gonna race here for the I can talk shit to Donnie. Fuck him. Man.
Hey, Three Love, when y'all planning on crossing the state line, man, coming into Michigan, man.
We're going down on the 7. I'm trying to get my man bring it. We're coming on the 3rd. We're trying to go down on the 3rd and my man stop playing the van and get this car ready. Trying to go down on the 3rd.
You see any ducks you like on that side?
Oh yeah, we're looking at on soft ass white trash, on soft ass Jimbo, and what that boy name with the Mustang? What his name, Leon?
Who you talking about? Brian Davis.
Yeah, Brian Davis. I got a kick for your motherfucking ass. Yeah.
We want car, Three Love.
Huh?
Pac Man. With what car?
Nah, hell no, we got a Mustang for Brian Davis. Yeah. It's true. My man, they're playing their van. I'm trying to go back and make him go buy some new tires. We can fuck you up. It ain't no secret. Hey, with Junior. Hey, we gonna fuck him up, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
Yeah.
Hey, Junior.
I said, yeah.
Junior. You can't hear me. Hey, fuck Brian Davis up.
Yeah, shit. All he got to do is move.
He'll knock his motherfucking head off. Fuck Brian
all
Davis.
All he got to do is move. See, I don't get into all the politics, because the politics, next thing you know, you're getting 35 fucking phone calls about why you say this, why you say that. Motherfuck that.
So you got
when
the right motherfucker on the phone to talk that shit.
When we there, either get down or lay down. That's all.
Lay down. Right. And they gonna lay the fuck down.
You know.
Anybody in Michigan City, except Lil Tommy and Chemo, fuck Detroit. Y'all like I said it?
Damn.
All right, I like that. Give me some quiet around this motherfucker.
Ain't no fucking nothing.
Hey, Three Love. You need to shut the fuck up, because you really ain't talking about Young Money. We ain't like that
ass up. I know, I bet you
will.
Lock your ass here,
everybody. Hold on. And then that shit you talking about. Then that shit you talk about,
like, lock your ass
I know you're going to take it back because you ain't going to come down there. We gonna see when you come on the third. What's gonna happen? We know. We don't see what happens when you come on the third. God damn it! You keep talking about ducks. You keep forgetting white trash is a gorilla.
No. I didn't say duck. With it. I didn't say no ducks. I said some bitties, motherfuckers, a little bitty ducks. The bitties, not the big ducks. The bitties.
Right. Okay.
Get it right.
You fucking with gorillas, man. You better stop it, man.
Man, I'm fucking with
the
motherfucking poodles.
Okay, well, go break up some of that Southside money you said down there. We appreciate it. We appreciate you.
You talking that shit?
We don't appreciate you bringing that goddamn money down.
We goddamn it, we're airing.
Bring what?
You lock your ass in for Lil Tony Lane on the 27th. We're airing. You talking that shit about airing? Fuck him.
We're going to give him a call. You get a hold of him.
You're holding
your dick to lock in. You said fuck Detroit. Like we ain't shit. Like we ain't got something to lock to test some ass up with. You need to cut that out, man. Cut that out.
Well, lock your ass in for the
program. God damn it. You going back to 1978 with goddamn Fantasy Island. This ain't Tattoo, motherfucker.
All you got to do is lock your ass in for the Tony Lace.
Okay.
I'm gonna take this music and get you pregnant, motherfucker. Lock your ass in.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Lock your shit to we gonna be the field of battle is on the third.
We ain't gonna do shit to three men. They talk shit. That's all y'all gonna do.
Okay. That's just like you doing the same thing, three lug.
Get Aaron on the phone, then. Get Aaron on the phone for Lil Tony Ray. I'm locked in for Lil Tony Ray. Get Aaron on the phone. Fuck Aaron.
Okay, I'm going to get Aaron on the phone. I'm going to mute.
Okay, I'm waiting.
Well, let me open up a couple more of these lines. 313-3112, your mic is open.
Hello?
What's going on, man? What's happening?
Oh, man, I'm not bad, man. I'm just chilling, listening to the show. Just seeing what's going on, seeing where I'm going to place my bets, that's all.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, this is the street team.
Oh, the street team. What's happening?
Man, just fucking little Tony over, so I got to call and support him.
Hold on one second. I'm trying to find a number here.
Hey, Lugnut.
What happened?
What's up, Lugnut?
What's going on?
Lugnut, you trying to run your car on the 26 at Little Tony's race?
I didn't say nothing about my car, man. I said this motherfucking Mustang.
I was just asking.
Oh, you already in.
Mm-hmm. Who is that I'm talking to?
That's
nobody.
That's Godzilla.
Godzilla dead. They don't watch his show no more.
Hey, three lugs. What car you want to lock in, man? What car you want to lock in?
A Mustang, man. I got a Mustang I want to lock in. A Mustang.
Hey, smile.
Hell no.
Why you calling for that old backdoor shit? Niggas ain't going out the back door. Don't say you come to fuck with Young Money car. You call that old back door.
You're gonna ask Aaron,
you know he ain't doing that, then you gonna say you gonna try to go to back door.
I'm asking a question. We ain't Aaron three times. He ain't gonna ask man, it's my name motherfucking time. So tell Aaron he don't want to ask my take that bitch of milk in the hottest spring. I want to run his mind up here.
Fuck off, Free Love. You ain't trying to raise
him.
Fuck off, man.
He's like,
you ain't
man,
trying
Leon
to get him up down there.
Leon, ain't your hair like in the quarter?
What you say?
Ain't your hair like in the quarter already?
We supposed to be.
Okay, well, where the fuck am I in my Mustang in the quarter,
we supposed to be running back at the quarter, and we go
thank
back.
You.
They got a thing that they fucking with. I'm talking about you with this ghost ass car.
Hey,
this ghost ass Mustang.
Y'all can kill that tie fire shit. I got a tie on my car.
Look, nigga,
So a nigga can put on a 16 show up with. If he wants to, you don't give a fuck. As long as you go out the back door.
Man,
what
you want to play with
that motherfucker?
What you want to play with gold digger, man? Fuck gold digger. Put in 5K, we'll put in that bitch. I'm going to lay his ass down to sleep.
Look, ain't nobody
doing
that
shit.
I want my white trash.
Hey, Brian Davis. He want a lot of shit in his ass this month, don't
he? Hey, Brian Davis.
He ain't trying to race nobody.
I swear to God, on my dead daddy, I'm trying to lock in the room, you motherfucker. This Mustang.
I'm going to lock in with ghost cars.
Hey, three
lugs. If you drive, I'll lock
that,
in.
If that bitch got a 29 or smaller, get down. Quarter mile.
That ain't 29 on the inside car. That's what I'm talking about. I need some glasses now on the inside car in the car. All I know is a Nigel's car. All I know got Nigel's on. A whole lot of Nigel's on. That's all I know. It's a Mustang.
Hey, Brian Davis said open his muscles, man. Hello?
Three love. What up?
What you want to do, Three Love? What you want to do?
Lock your ass in for a little Tony Race?
With your car?
No, with a Mustang, man. I got a Mustang on the west side of my camp over here, man. I'm going to get you pregnant with it.
Small block
or big block? Man, it's a motor and just, man. I ain't sure you got in your car, man. It's a
he got a ghost car,
Wayne. That's all you need to know.
He got a ghost car.
Hold on. I'm going to lock you in. $500 on $1,500 or better. Out the back door.
Bet.
The Mustang I bring versus the Mustang you bring.
No. Your car. I want your white car, man.
No.
Hold on. I don't ghost car shit, Three Love. What the fuck?
Hey,
you know
man.
What the fuck we got you with this ghost car
you
shit?
You cow motherfucker. Y'all don't see the car for y'all just a motherfucking cow, motherfucker. Y'all some pure motherfucking cows, motherfucker. Where y'all live, motherfucker?
Tell him what car it is, see, with your big coward ass.
It's a Mustang on Nigel, motherfucker. All you need to know. It's a Mustang on nitrous.
Hey, hold on, Three Love. We bringing a nitrous car to your nitrous car. No willy bars.
Hey, Wayne. I want your car, Wayne. All them cars y'all try to put on Pac-Man with all these big-ass motors in them, and all these now I got some of you motherfucking clapping now you motherfucking bagging up like a fucking snail.
I got a small block, Three Love. What you talking about?
Go buy you a big one and sell them every day.
I don't want one.
You got your juice to buy the motor you need, man.
I don't need one for you.
Hey, Leah.
Can we lock in, Three Lord?
Yeah, your Mustang. Just my guy Mustang. Yeah, we can't lock in. Yes, we can, man.
Hey, Three Lugs, I'm going to present something your dumb ass said. You said we know the car. Why you keeping it a secret? Tell us what car it is.
It's a Mustang on Nike.
You calling the show, calling our specific cars, saying we know the car, and you won't tell us what car it is. But you were called
hey,
these cars
hey,
out. You
what
can't
say,
show
hey,
this
man.
And we
hey,
ain't
man.
Shit.
Y'all
over
Detroit. Y'all
over
Detroit. Y'all hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, man. Y'all
hold
in Detroit
on,
buying cars. You mother Detroit buying motors. Why ain't what the fuck y'all got? I want to run white trash. I want to run gold digger. I want to run Brian Davis. Fuck y'all.
Hey,
sound like you jealous of us, motherfucker.
Hold on, Detroit.
Man, that motherfucker jealous.
Hold on, Aaron. Hey, what it is, it's a new car. It is a new car. I ain't been on no track yet. Now, I do know that it's a new car.
All I'm asking, Leon, all I'm asking, this is Dougie. If the bitch got a 29 or smaller on it, get your ass down to the quarter mile. Lock in. 5 on 5,000 or better.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
I don't know what class size on.
Hey, is my mic open?
Ain't no class size.
Your mic is open, Brian Davis.
Yeah, I just got on here. I got a text saying that I was getting called out, so I get on the show, and if I'm understanding correctly, I'm getting called out, Wayne's getting called out, and Gold Digger's getting called out with a ghost car, who they're picking and choosing what they want, yet it's not Free Lug's car, but he's choosing us, and all Dougie is saying it's got to be a 29, and that's not good enough. Am I up to par?
Yeah,
you got that. And not tell us the car. That makes no sense. You ain't trying to get down. If you want
to
be heard, go get a tape recorder, talk to it, and play it back later at night. Because all you're doing is sounding dumb right now.
All you do is lock your white ass in. I'm sure you ain't talking dumb.
Hey, you come with any small block nicest car you can find, I'll fuck you up.
It ain't no small block.
The last time you run in those little cocksuckers, you said you guys got a small block nitrous car in Chicago. Well, go get it. Go get it and get fucked up.
Who said that? Who is y'all? Who is y'all? I ain't never said no motherfucking nitrous on no small block. You a motherfucking liar.
No.
When I said a
small
block?
When
I said a small block?
The last time at Little Tony's,
I said a small block of 20
something Camaro you got.
I said they got twin turbo
on
you,
you
dumb bitch.
You got a Camaro out there with 275s. This is a nitrous car. And you said it was going to fuck me up. That's a lock-in.
You telling the goddamn lie on me.
Dilla.
Hey, Wayne. Hey, not Wayne. Hey, Kimo. Hey, Kimo.
So Dougie gives you everything you want. Dougie only asked for a tire size. He didn't ask for motor. He didn't ask for bars. And you won't give Rand any info. Yeah.
Brian, he ain't even got to tell me the tire size. Tell me that bitch got some type of stock-style rear suspension. I'll fuck him up.
You can't ask for anything better than that.
Damn. Is your car stuck in the back?
How do you know?
It is. Yep.
How do you know what Dougie has? How do you know Dougie don't got five cars?
Fuck out of here. Hey, man, I want a Gold Digger. I want a Blind Baby. I want a Rick Paul's own motherfucking ass.
He ain't got to raise nobody.
I never,
right.
ever took that car to the quarter mile.
Hey,
this dude's been out here preaching. He wants to race quarter mile. He's telling you he'll run you quarter mile, and you won't tell the man one thing.
He ain't racing nobody. We'll be down there having fun. He pulled that yellow motherfucker out, fuck his motherfucking ass up. Yeah, with a backhand car. I got a fucking car with a 28 on it, no dummy, with a fucking 6-4 cage in it. With a goddamn Timbo rim in it. You bitches got 5-9 in the big cheese and all this shit. But I got to run out of
the
motherfucker.
What the fuck does it matter?
Fuck my ass,
hey,
motherfucker.
Like a snitch.
Fuck
hey,
you. Yeah,
hey,
I'm going down here. I got a
motherfucker
street car.
Hold on.
Hey, did you say, Ben, we got something that sit damn near close to you. My little Mustang. My little car, three. Look, bring that yellow bitch out. Bring that raggedy yellow motherfucker out. I'll race you with my street car. I'll race that bitch with my street car. Bring that motherfucker to the third. Then I'm going to do your wheel soon. Just tell me when your wheel soon is. I'll lock your fat ass in. Tell me now.
I'm
going to
be ready for
June.
When
is your wheel soon? Hey, man, Goliath, let me keep living, man. For June 7th, Pac-Man will be on the motherfucking street, man. June 7th, I will be on the track, June 7th, motherfucker. You just keep your breath.
I
got you. You got a Timboat out there, bitch.
Three Lug, can you hear me?
No
dumb shit you talking. You got this shit fucked up, Three Lug, talking that.
Now, y'all ain't got to fuck up.
Young Money, Brian Davis, white trash shit. You got this shit fucked up.
Can you hear me, Three Lug?
Y'all think so?
Three Lug. Can you hear me, Three Lug? This is Chucky. Okay, you got on here and you called us out with our specific car, so you want to beat us. I'm going to make it easy for you.
Hey, Brandon,
I'm already going to Little Tony's race. And I, listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to Little Tony's race. I already got a race set up. So to make the event even better, I ain't never in my life took my car out the back door. But since you want to get on here and puff your chest and think you're about to do something, I will lock that car in. I don't give a fuck what it is out the back door with my car, but you guys sit your pretty fat ass in there. And I will fuck you up.
I'm not going to drive,
out
man.
Out the back door.
I'm not driving the car, man. I can't fit in the motherfucking car.
Hey, you got 3 months to put a bigger seat in there.
Hey, man.
I'm going to come with a small box, 28, and I will fuck whatever car you bring up to the back door. You put your fat ass in that motherfucker.
That's enough time.
I'm not getting
in
that car. Hey, man, if I can get in that car, I will run you. I can't fit in that motherfucking car. I ain't going to try to squeeze in that motherfucker.
You got 3 months.
It ain't no secret.
Put a bigger seat in it. You get
out
here.
Man, I'm not going to put nothing. The man going to grab his own car, man. The man will drive his own car, man.
Right. So,
he doing
so
driving his own motherfucking car.
So, three lug, let me get this straight. Your buddy with his car is trying to beat us. What does that mean to you? If you're trying to do something, bring your own car out and do it, or at least drive it. You ain't
y'all
you
ain't
doing
y'all car my fucking class, man. I got a fucking street car, man. You bitch, you put a road car in a fucking street car, man.
I understand that, but your car starts
calling
us out.
I got some of you motherfucking class, now you motherfucking bagging up.
I ain't calling you out. You called me
you
out.
Last year, boy,
how
man.
Are you going to get on
you
your car
so
you want to race and you don't own the car and you ain't driving it? You set your
hey,
previous in there.
I
don't give a fuck if you got an 800-inch Fulton motor with 3-foot fucking wheelie bars. I will fuck
you up. Leon, correct me if I'm wrong, Leon. If I'm wrong, Leon, tell me I'm wrong, Leon. When I was down in Mississippi with Pac-Man last year, what did Brian Davis put in me last year?
Mary, look, you ain't gonna go through that. You told him what you said, and y'all ain't gonna wait. That's that. Ain't let me go back to that.
No, you came over and tried locking me in with big drag cars. Shut the fuck up with your dumb ass.
Nigga, you dumb motherfucker. When y'all see me can't get on the track last year, all these bitches on me like some fucking leeches. Now I got some of you bitches crying out, you bitches like some hoes. Ah, fuck you bitches up.
Did we call on the show to have a powwow to talk about the
cat? I draw it on you.
You're trying to get a race up from Little Tony's event in July. And I will race whatever car you bring out the back door with my car. You just got to drive it.
Watch
it. Hey, hold
down,
C-Love. Hold down, C-Love.
C-Love,
tell them what
fast
Tatacat got on the man.
I'm not telling them shit, man. And if I made it got in their car, it's a nice car. I'm not telling them shit.
Wayne just got on here and said he'll bring a nitrous car exactly like you, and you wouldn't do it because you didn't know what Wayne was bringing, and we don't even know what you're bringing. You can't call out the people and you know exactly how they sit and not tell no one any info. That's the dumbest shit I ever heard.
Praise the Lord.
Hey, it's Dougie. And nobody here seen my car. You ain't seen it. Nobody in Michigan seen it. I ain't seen the car you're talking about. If you tell me that bitch got a 29 or smaller, it could be a W. I don't give a fuck. If it's got a 29 or smaller, get your ass down to a quarter mile.
Now, how can you complain about that, Freelug? Dougie's giving you everything you want. How can you complain about that? And if you're going to get on this show with a car with 33s and call out people with 28, that's a bitch-ass move.
Passing it. Go on to the next one now.
It's hard to race a car that ain't nobody seen, Dougie.
My ass coming
down
that hill.
Oh,
this is mine.
I don't give a fuck what size tires on it.
That's mine. Look out.
Hey, Junior.
Go lay down.
Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Did we get Meatball on the phone yet?
He never came on. He didn't come on the show.
Okay.
I mean, if any of you guys can get him on the line, I mean, bring him in.
Hello? Hey, Junior.
Yes, sir.
Hey, this is Chucky. I'm going to go ahead and hop back off. I'm filling out daycare forms for my little guy. I just got a text message once to call in. I heard someone calling me out.
Hey, man. Hey, I just got a phone call, man. I just called my buddy, man. He got a 29 town in his car, man. Bitch. Nah.
Lock in.
Brian Dave, you answer. 29 town in his car, bitch.
Doesn't say lock in.
No, I want Brian Dave big mouth ass.
Lock in quarter mile.
Why, man, look at it.
The only slip I won is you're driving it, Three Lug. You're driving
it. I'm not driving shit, man.
Well, what the hell are you trying to race me for with your buddy's car and your buddy driving?
Hey, Brandon, I'm not driving the car, man. I'm going to lock your ass in. Man, I got a 20 out of the car, man, and lock your dumb ass in.
Well, here's
you
the
lock
problem
your
with
ass
your thing,
come on,
Freelug.
Quarter mile.
You
come
don't
on.
Get on here.
Hey, Aaron,
you don't get
shut
on
the
show.
Shut the fuck up. I'm talking to Brian Davis.
This ain't Aaron.
Right.
Good,
you don't get on the show.
You shut the fuck up.
I'm
talking to Brian Davis. Y'all let the white boy talk to y'all black ass. Y'all some bitches.
You don't get on
y'all
here and dictate
brother,
how everything's
ran.
You don't tell
shit.
People how to run their program.
I mean,
I don't care what car it is. If you're driving it, I'll run you.
I'm not driving the car, man.
Well, then,
hey,
then
man,
I got
a neighborhood car. I got a neighborhood car. Everybody can drive this motherfucker.
Well,
I come
then,
up to the neighborhood.
Then run Dougie. Dougie said as long as it's got
10 minutes.
Brad
might drive it. Leon might drive it. Puerto Rico Junior might drive it. Lil Tony might drive it. Pete might drive it. Anybody might drive it, bitch. I don't know who's going
to drive it. You called me out. You called me out. So my beef is with you.
I'm still calling your ass. I'm still calling your ass out.
I don't want to beat your buddy.
I don't care.
I
want to
race
you.
I'm trying to be your money, buddy. I want to be your money, but I don't be your motherfucking buddy.
hey, look, I'm taking offense to that, especially. I got to be a bitch. You scared to lock us in. You talking all this shit. I'm trying to get your punk-ass car not, you fat motherfucker. You bring that
hey, Wayne.
Raggedy yellow
hey,
out.
Wayne.
Hey,
Wayne.
Hey, Wayne,
I'll fuck
hey,
you up,
hey,
Wayne.
Three love. That's Squinchy. That ain't Wayne. That's the north part. Of never scared. He know no better, man.
Hey,
he don't know no better. Okay.
I got oil pressure, Three Lug.
I don't got no oil pressure. Why ain't trying to book my yellow car? If I had oil pressure, I'd book my yellow car. My yellow car don't have no oil pressure. I ain't talking about Pac Man. I'm talking about this motherfucking Mustang on you 29. Since y'all motherfucker scared, I was fat tired.
I told y'all locked in.
I'm gonna run Brian Dave because he talking about the test side. Cause y'all didn't say he gonna here. Get a phone. We don't know what side of town you got on the car. I got a text message like a little bitch.
Hey, lock Dougie in. Dougie just said he'll lock you in. You want to race so bad?
You man.
It's about money to you only. Who cares if it comes from me, Wayne, or anyone else?
Ass, man.
I'm here.
You tell me your little small black Mustang. I don't run you, man. I don't want to run no Dougie. I ain't driving no Dougie. I'm gonna fuck you up and Aaron up.
Your buddy's gonna try it. You ain't doing nothing.
That's my buddy. I ain't got nothing to do with that. That's my buddy. I ain't got shit to do with that.
So your buddy,
I'm gonna bring you a teddy bear when I come to the track.
Hey man.
Hold on a second. Let me find all this background noise, man. There we go.
Who was that, man? Was that Dougie with all that noise?
Hell, fuck no. Nah. Now, what you want to do by 1 p.m. on the 26th?
hey, Dougie,
nah.
We ain't going to try to lock no car in. Listen, I'll be faking for 3 months before you even get that car ready. I got to be a damn fool. I lock in. Well, you ain't got no oil pressure.
I agree
with Kimo. I can't
believe
it. Y'all to say I ain't got oil pressure, not me.
Hello?
You're right.
Come on in.
Because I choose not to race until the 26th.
Okay. Well, we got 3 or 4 races coming up before the 26th. I can't lock you in with no shit.
Are any of them at 131?
They all in Milan. Would you like to get down in Milan?
Nope. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Okay.
Me and Dougie got something going on this week. Me and Dougie got a race coming up this weekend.
I'm gonna have this machete swinging before the 26th of July, baby. But I will have that Aggie swinging when I get there too. If I make it there, see, I plan on blowing this bitch up or something. Shit, I'm going to knock some heads off. Hey, Dougie, by the time maybe July 26th, I will have a bunch of heads rolling around in my trunk.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
If when I get there and got oil pressure, I'm gonna put you in the Moscone's head in the trunk too.
Well, we gonna lock you in for 2 races and then out the back door, Billy Carr and my car.
Is that Kimo?
Hey,
yes, sir.
One thing. I got one thing. Hey, I got one thing to say before I get out this phone. Hey, Wayne,
if you be in town, would you bring your car to Little Tony Race? Your little street car, you tell me you're going to put on me with the yellow car?
No, that wasn't Wayne.
That's Squinchy. I put my street car on your ass. Okay, all right. I want to. We'll have a game for that for Little Tony Race. Y'all like game with that with Little Tony Race, my yellow car and your street car.
I got a bunch of races that day. I got a race.
Man, now you're bringing up like a little bitch. You're talking a little bitch now.
Can I finish my sentence, you fat motherfucker?
You bagging up?
But I'm going to go ahead while I'm knocking the bugs out, and I'm going to knock right out your ass too, motherfucker.
Shut the fuck up, motherfucker.
I'm bringing it all the way with what you talking about, you fat bastard. And then when I win, I don't really want the money. I just want you to wear a Young Money tattoo on the back of your head all day.
Stinky, you confusing me, baby. You don't know one of these Young Money. Never seen, got me confused.
He's going to be never. He gonna put this all up under one goddamn count. He hung up.
He hung up, y'all.
Okay, well, I'm going to open up the next line. That was interesting.
Y'all told me to put him on, so you know how he is.
313-845, your mic is finally open.
Here you go, Money P. I was just listening.
Okay, then.
Young Money, 313-0150.
Your mic is open. Wow, this was amazing.
Nah, I was just trying to get Free Love punk ass boy get off the phone.
Hey Randy, they got a brand new car, man. I don't know nothing about all. I do know it's a Mustang on some little tires. That's why I wanted him to tell y'all.
Hey Junior.
Yes.
Look for 517.
His mic is already on. 41. Smoke. Chemo is already on.
3941.
Yeah, that's Michigan Junior.
Junior, what's going on,
fellas? Evening.
What's happening?
What's happening?
Welcome to the chaos.
Welcome. What's
hey,
Coach talking about? Going out the back door again, huh?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, he is.
Man, he needs to stop with that shit. He better worry about getting past his fucking 60-foot mark before he worries about that. That's a long, probably 3 years down the road for him. Anyway, go ahead, folks.
Hey, Junior, now that you on here, why don't you let everybody know what you got going on over there, man?
Man, I'm fucking chopping every head off to the next lane this year. You guys might as well quit grudge racing. We're about to fuck shit up.
There you
That's
go.
That's about it. No, we're just trying to get out there, running the fucking garage all weekend. We're about to make Young Money no money from one money. But,
What's the deal with that track out there? You got anything new on that or?
Yep, it's all that's all. There's a big smear camp. Well, it ain't big. It's about shut down Tuesday. They had the judge recluse or whatever.
Right.
Conflict of interest. That was last week. Tuesday they go to have it thrown out of court from the judge that's been on their side the whole time, and yeah, they've been working out there every day. Everything's hung. It's ready to rock. They're opening this weekend. So
okay.
should be a bad weekend open with everything going on at Milan, but yes, sir. So that's all good.
You want to know about your race,
when you,
too.
When
you want to know about
when
your
you
race.
Got it, yeah. When you got everything set up and in order, why don't you come on here so you can let everybody know what's happening, you know?
I will for sure. I've been just, even though, don't worry, just keep going. There's no way the track can be shut down. We've done everything. I've been just kind of holding off this last couple, week and a half. We got the dates and everything. We're just waiting to see, and then I'll explain everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I appreciate it for sure.
When you're ready, you're more than welcome to come on, man.
Yep, I will. I appreciate that. Go ahead, you guys get back. Now let's hear what's going on, Dougie. What's happening?
Junior, I love you, Junior. I love you.
I know you do. You ain't going too
hey.
Long.
Hey, hey.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You want me to come back and pick that punk out money up for Drew? Hey, hey. He can't test why he over on vacation on beaches. Posting pictures.
Man.
He told you, I talked
to him today. He ain't happy
too,
even
man.
Being gone. He's ready to come home Saturday night. Yeah. Yeah. God damn, I can't believe they let him drive. Oh, there ain't no fucking way. That's just a picture. Guy's driving from the other side. Gotta be.
Where
no
he
doubt
is.
About
I see,
it.
I
man, where is Zoop at, man? That's my man. Where's Zoop at, man?
Yeah, I don't know where he's at. I ain't talked to him all day.
No.
Hey,
you know I'm going to take him out and get him drunk before the race, so he ain't going to be tune your shit.
It don't matter. It don't matter.
I'm getting him drunk, and we're going to hold his ass at the party. Young money!
Yeah, you better party before the race, because after your ass going to be fucking on suicide watch. Broke.
Hey,
I'll spend too much money Friday night.
You seen the picture? Hey, you seen the picture of that motherfucking gold car on the internet with them 28s on it, did you?
I did see that.
Mm-hmm. That motherfucker got 28s on it.
I see that.
Hey, Junior, you coming out with 29s, right?
What's that?
You coming out with 29?
Yeah, I'll be out with 29s for this one on my car, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And scared me away from the other class.
I ain't scared. I just have some racing to do. I want to prove a point
right
quick.
No, I understand.
Then I'll be back on 29. I'll be on 29
right.
The day I leave the track. I'm going to get home and put the 29 back on.
I hear that. How many races you locked in for? Just three, right?
Yeah.
Not just, but, I mean, that's plenty. But I didn't know if you locked anything else in earlier. I ain't been listening until just 10, 15 minutes ago.
You and Mark locked in?
Nope. I can't promise I'm going to be there, and I need at least a hit, so... Fuck, man. I paid Saturday delivery on a couple things. Only one of them showed up. Fucking waiting on UPS, waiting on my fucking glass on fucking Wednesday. It's going to be a fucking trash. I'll be there Saturday, no doubt about it.
Hey, if you need if you need to make a hit Friday, just hit me up. Hit me a Wayne up when you get you in there.
Yeah, appreciate it for sure. Hopefully I can be there Thursday, but you know that goes. Fuck.
Come on, man. Hey, I heard Rube going to be there Thursday.
No way, really.
I said Rube coming Thursday.
Damn. Bring the car.
Ruben going to be a problem this year, man. He's been quiet, but he coming out. He's going to be a little problem this year.
Hey, man.
I got a couple things coming out.
We love everybody. You got a race car, we got to get at them. Yeah,
that's right.
May 2nd, it's the Young Money Takeover at the East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren Street, Detroit, Michigan. Come party with the Young Money crew. CEO Randy, President Street King, Captain Cut. Once again, 8 p.m. till you get enough. Remember, nobody move, nobody gets hurt when the clock's off. For more information, contact Big Fred of Motor City Mafia, 313-215-6547. Once again, for more information, contact Big Fred, 313-215-6547, Motor City Mafia.
Captain
Cut, Triple C.
Y'all could at least gave Cut the vice president. At least could have made Cut the governor, man.
Man, Cut is a fucking behind-the-scenes CEO.
Aaron. Cut. Hey, Aaron. Hey, Aaron, still on there?
Yeah, I'm on
Street
here.
King.
Hey, Aaron, it's Leon. Hey, whatever y'all do, Salute. Man, before any of the Detroit races jump off, goddammit, we got to whoop the South.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
That's what I told.
Hey, listen, y'all
don't
fuck around. Whoop the South first, and we got to get that money from Beers. Why he said they're gonna get the goddamn gold digger. Now I'm going with the gold digger this time. So Junior can't get down the track. So you might as well go clean up in there.
Yes, sir.
After you whip the South fast, then it can go to Wall. But right now, let's take care of the South, because they're coming up here. I'm trying to get off pressure, goddamn. If I get off pressure, y'all know I'm... That's what I want to see.
Hey,
that's
man.
Right, Leon.
I want to be honest. Don't nobody really want to whip nobody but Beard, and he won't have a car here, so... It ain't no need to
Well, you know what? But you know what? Randy said the magic word when Beers got on the phone. He locked his ass in. So hopefully he'll bring more money because don't be a bucket motherfucker trying to lock him in on that gap shit.
Hey, what's Biz locking with? What race did Biz lock?
So he said Junior going to gap gold digging.
Oh, I thought he said he brought
I thought he was locking
his car in.
Right,
he ain't got no race car no more, man. He got a street car now, so he got away from all that shit.
I ain't mad
street
at
car, huh?
Well, he should stop getting on these shows talking about what he gonna have somebody do and all that. He don't have the right to do that anymore.
Well, I tell you what, I'm gonna show him try to get there and get some more money better than if what he just said instead. Because if Junior bring his ass up and do what he just did with Candy Crusher did to him, goddamn it, Goldie, he gonna stick his thing, clean up his ass, boy.
Candy Crusher was one of his
sudden. Man, Candy Crusher gap. Hey, Candy Crusher did more than gap.
He sure did.
I don't think they did no more racing behind that.
They shut that bitch down.
Hold on, Candy Crush whooped the South, and Candy Crush was brought from the South, huh?
Man, they put them lit tires back on Candy Crush, and goddamn it, Candy Crush put fake gap.
Hold on.
Hey, little Tony, still on the line? Is little Tony still on the phone?
I don't know.
So who's all coming up from the South for this race? Who's confirmed or at least expected?
They bring in. I know. 901 bringing Candy Crush. I mean, bringing Junior and the Predator. So anybody wants to match with the Predator? The Predator coming too. Now them are two cars.
Yeah,
I didn't know coming.
We got Mario
coming with the bill collector. Mario coming with the bill collector.
Yeah, Jolly Rancher coming up. Tony Bynes still might be trying to come up.
They got Tony Bynes going around circles right now. They whooped all that shit they had.
Yeah, I seen that.
I don't think they want to race.
No, they... they said they went back home right now.
They engaged like six times.
and got their asses blowed the fuck up, not out.
Oh, wait,
Give us a race report. What happened? I don't really know. Hey, I don't know why Dog didn't come get on the show like he always do, let everybody know what happened. They must pay Dog to shut up this time.
Where Big Danny at? Big Danny could get you all the report.
Y'all know damn well Dog get on the show and tell you what happened. They must have paid Dog to tell him don't say nothing on Tony's show. Hey, what's that like, though? Hey, Junior. Why don't you try to call Dog and see if y'all can get Dog on the show?
Hey, Junior, Timo, can y'all get Lil Tony back on the line real quick?
Oh, yeah, Young Stag got jumped on, too.
Hey, listen,
Young Stag got
Big
jumped
Danny
on by Bloodline.
Hey, Big Danny ain't getting y'all a full race report. His team,
man, you know damn well his pants ain't touching him nowhere. You know that. Kimo, you know ain't no need asking that question. Big Danny ain't gonna get on this motherfucking show. I don't even think they race no more after that, cause they ain't seen nothing else.
Hey, Junior.
Junior,
sir, Kimo.
So he's
going
to put his mind in the bed right now.
Okay. Well, I've been on this phone 24 minutes waiting for Meatball to call.
Stop, Bruce,
so
you open it up now.
I'm tired of
having
put in my
y'all.
Name that I don't owe no man money, and I thank Rick Flair for calling, and I'm sure Meatball would have stated the same shit. But all I got to say to Lil Tony when he do hear this is, the shit he always try to fit around my name ain't never fun or cool. So if he always got something to say to me, he just need to make that personal phone call and we can squash the bullshit. Because I'm gonna just probably stop calling the show on the real shit because I can't keep dealing with the unnecessary flamboyant comments from everybody on the show. But I just wanted to know that my name is always good in Grudge Racing. I'm always do right by every Grudge Racing break. So if Meatball call in, y'all can call my number. I'm going to be sitting there waiting all night.
Yeah, Paper, I got your number, man, if you call.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, who was that?
That was Peso.
Ah. Damn, I thought, man, what's wrong, man? We got to be able to get along.
Hey, that's the normal shit. Everybody always be talking about who owes somebody money when these Negroes always pay each other off anyway. So they have an argument every week.
Hey, look, all of us get on these phones and these shows. We all got to pay light and gas and mortgage companies and all that old stuff. You know what I'm saying? Don't get offended about that. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I owe people. I owe the bill collectors right now, but you think I'm worried about it? As long as I give them a little bit, they ain't going to fuck with it. When you don't give nothing, that's the problem. So don't get offended about that, man.
I don't know why Negroes get offended so easily about money.
Hey, Leon,
half of it is just hearsay.
So what happens when the cable company sends you a bill, you know you paid it? What you do then? You say, fuck it, pay it.
Wait. Hey, say that again. Say that again, Wayne.
He said, what happens when the cable company sends you a bill and you already paid it, but they send you another one?
I'm ignoring
it. You pay it again? Do you pay it again?
No, I ain't going to pay it again. I'm ignoring it.
And let them shut your cable off. No, you're going to call the cable company and say, I paid my bill. I need to address this issue. Don't fuck.
Now, look. Hey, look.
I
want to
know why
you're
talking shit about cutting my shit off, Mr. Cable Man.
Hey, look, if they cut it off, hey, you're going to switch over to another company. That's all.
Okay.
Hey, that's how you supposed to do it. Then they
will be missing some premium channels then.
No, you
hey,
look,
Hey, look, they can shut it off now because it's getting warm now. How often are we going to set it in front of the TV on a Sunday or a Saturday with something going on?
I don't owe nothing but the chest, man. I don't owe nobody. I damn engine bills. I'm addicted to race before I get. I pay all of the bills at the beginning of the month so I can just race.
Hey, listen, I ain't going to tell you that. I just went for a physical. I just went for a physical, and I still got to pay the balance.
What up?
I bet too
much.
What up, Wayne?
Hey, this weekend, yeah, what's happening, dog? I've been better, but, you know, my fucking cut my finger off. I was zero this weekend, so I like to kill me with a fucking Mutabo with the guard off. Oh, boy, to the fucking bone, took the knuckle off. But, hey, on this weekend's race, if it, how many cars you guys, is anything clarified as far as how many, you know what I mean? What is there's still a possibility, obviously, that the classes could be combined. If they are combined, my question is, how's the payout going to work? If you combine them both, is the payout's going to be combined and something figured out, or is it going to still be up to the racers, or how many cars, you know what I mean? That's important shit. I got to figure out how I'm getting this money.
Well, me myself, I think if it's one race, one payout.
Right.
Do you what you say? You gotta figure out how you gonna collect your money.
Yeah, I'm just worried about that. I'm curious, because obviously,
Hey Wayne.
I hope there's two paid classes.
Junior, hold on one second. What all days can we get out and make hits? Wednesday through when?
Thursday.
What all days can we get down to make some hits? Wednesday, Thursday? They said something?
Yep, for sure Thursday.
And for sure track on a Thursday. Friday night, it's only going to be a select few because they got an event going on. You know what I mean? So you got to get with me and Peso, and, you know, we're going to try to be fair, but I'm going to be honest, we're going to try to make sure the big horsepower cars, you know, get first shot because, you know, they got more tests than we do. So we kind of want to favor them, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, Wayne, make sure you hold me a spot. I talked to Peso earlier.
Junior, back up, goddammit. I'm begging my president. Junior, back up. I'm begging my president first.
I'm already in.
Quit, you know you ain't got eggs, man. Come on, man.
I already know.
That's my old stomping grounds. Friday night, heads up. Been a long time. So Wayne, you ready to go? The car's ready to go? Wayne, the car's all back
down,
home from all the upgrades?
Down on Kilo ass. After I whipped up the car last year, I ain't do nothing but put that bitch up in the garage.
Whoa, I hope you changed something.
Hey, Wayne, I'm red with my crew, but then I gotta do it like this so Chemo keep us differentiated. I gotta bet with him personally. That's how Chemo go with me and him now. Everything we do, we gotta line it up. I wanna have stand. I'm gonna have standing shit on the side with Chemo anytime we race him.
All you gotta do is,
hey, push. Yeah. What you better do, banana? Yeah, I got a bushel for that motherfucker this time. I'll bring that motherfucker a bag of peaches, too. No gorillas like that, great ape like that.
1,500 square feet and 7 people.
Dude, if I go 3-0
ain't no more title fights after that. You not, ain't that hard work? After that, you're not allowed to get back in the ring no more, ain't it?
Hey, when's Chicago having some, when's Chicago's, grudge race after this one? You guys doing anything out there?
Hey, King of the Street, June 14th.
Copy. Nothing in May over there?
No, not that I know of. I don't know anything going down. I know Big Sam got a race, so I think that's in June as well. I'm on the family phone hoping that Meatball call in. I'm watching the playoffs here.
Well, what's going on with the Meatball deal? What's happening, Peso? What's going on?
Oh, man, you know, Lil Tony said earlier that me and Wayne owe people money. And so far, two of the people he said we owe money, one of the two people that he said we owe money to and called the show and made it clear that we do not owe them money. So as he took my name and kind of bashed it, a name and brand that I've been working years on, I just want to make it clear to hundreds of thousands
right.
of people listen to this show. So I'm going to sit my ass
right.
on this phone as long as I can to let people know I don't
yep,
owe money.
Yep.
And I might see if Lil Tony might apologize and say, oh, Peso, my bad, man. I was wrong. But that probably won't happen. But it's all good, baby.
No races got locked in tonight?
No, we was trying to lock Fat Lil again, but he punked out on everything he tried to call in on. He called a young buddy never scared out.
And Leon, I know he ain't going to call
me. I
see that slow-ass
guy. Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah,
you know why I ain't saying that? Because I ain't got no oil pressure. So I ain't saying that when I got oil pressure. But when I get oil pressure, you'll be the first one, sir.
Then you
ain't
still ain't
going to
lock
shit in
from Young Money. I never see it. No,
yeah,
it ain't
whatever.
Detroit, goddammit.
Hey, listen.
They ain't trying to hit the dumb shit.
Are you driving anything? Are you driving anything?
Nope, but I put something
are
on your
you,
ass.
Listen. Ask my question. Are you driving anything?
Yeah, I drive stuff if you drive.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to drive. That's one thing about me. I've been driving before you even thought about driving. But anyway, whenever you get done, when I get on pressure, you have you some car to fit your ass in, and I'll show you what I'm talking about. Other than that, you
hey,
can
Leon.
Stop talking.
Hey, Leon. Hey, Leon.
Yo.
Wait, what's going on? I heard you running your fucking mouth. I want to straighten your fucking mouth up.
You can't straighten my mouth up, sucker. That's why I didn't have that mistake, because I ain't got no oil pressure. So you can shut the fuck up while you running your mouth.
I thought you said
you give
it
to me.
I want to straighten your mouth up. I want to stick something in. I want to stick it
motherfucker.
You can't
do shit. Hey, I tell you what. I'm going to see how good you are. Hey, you got something around this weekend?
Shut the fuck up. I don't talk about it.
Hello. No. See, I was being good because I ain't got no oil pressure. But do you got something
what?
Around this weekend? Do you got something around this weekend?
Yeah.
You got something to race this weekend?
Yeah. I ain't talking no more for Wayne racing. Even it's all good, Leon.
Hey, Kimo.
What, Kimo?
Yeah, you do a lot of talking and ain't doing no fucking racing.
Hey, man, lock your ass in, man. I got something for you.
I would lock you in if you put odds on the money, man.
I knew you would. You just got on the show to do. You got on the show to run your mouth. Let somebody know you ain't nobody.
Yeah, we got fucked up down
you,
in
Junior, play that song. You ain't doing shit.
We're going to run it down there.
You ain't doing shit.
Yeah, but yeah, we got fucked up over there, man. We lost one grudge race in the heat of the day. We tried to run them boys back, man, but they got a little spooked out. We throw some flames at that motherfucker, and they got a little spooked. I can understand them boys. Goddamn it, getting a little scared when we made a good little hit. But we lost a few races. Tony Bynes lost a few races. There was a lot of good racing going on. So a lot of people lost a few. Coop Performance did pretty good over there. Sabo won a shootout. Another car won the shootout. It was a good event, man. A bunch of cars, bunch of people. So, you know, if you're making it to some of these events, you get your ass blown out too. If you make it to some of them, quit running your fucking mouth so much. Need to stick some rubber in your goddamn mouth. Maybe you goddamn it'll stop running your fucking mouth.
First of all, why you run your fucking mouth? I didn't have to go to those events. I don't have to go to those events.
Why? You need to. So you quit running your fucking mouth.
I tell you what.
I'm going to take some rubber.
What, you jealous because you got your ass whooped and I told him you got your ass whooped? That's the problem?
No, I'm with that.
Okay, then.
So what's
wrong with this? Well, would you lock your ass in for this weekend? Then I'm going to see how fast I don't want to race. Lock your ass in with weekend.
Man, if you put eyes on it, I ain't going to lock my lock in.
Man,
with you.
Man, ain't going to put no eyes on shit. You ain't going to put no eyes on shit.
I'll see you if you want to race when I get there. I'll see if you want to race when I get there.
Hey, Wick, on my twins, I will lock your ass in and race you clean off that trailer
I'm
at 5 o'clock, boy.
I'm already locked in with some bears. I ain't got to be fucking with no club.
Okay. You the one putting time to shit on shit. Stop talking that shit, motherfucker.
I'm locked in with Young Money and them, man. Some bad, man.
Yeah,
like
young,
like
hey, Young Money gonna fuck you up. You better not go up there and unhook you.
Guess what? Guess what? It ain't the first time I done been fucked up, and it ain't gonna be the first time
well,
I've fucked
up. You know what? I'm glad to hear you say that. You used to say that like you don't know nothing about getting fucked up.
No, I done been fucked up before. Shit, that's how I got 50 races last year. I got fucked up a few of them. But you jump on this motherfucker and talk like you got over this racing.
I get on these shows and tell the truth. I ain't got no reason to lie.
You don't tell the truth. You need to cut a piece of your slick off your tie and chew on it.
You want me to go and jack some money off like you doing, idiot. If I ain't ready, I'm not ready. So I ain't got to go to the rag last show if I ain't ready. That's a smart man. That's a smart man. You
You're
see, I kept my money in my
mouth.
Pocket.
You need to
and you
a
gave
piece
your
word in your mouth like a fucking helmet, like a fucking
football. Do you want to bet any money on a gold digger and you? Because I'm taking gold digger, boy.
Yeah, I bet you $500 I beat Gold Digger.
I'm gonna bet you $200, boy. Hey, I'm gonna bet that same $200 you beat me out of Montgomery, boy.
That's why I just told you I didn't want to fuck with no clubs. I'm fucking with Bell.
You ain't no Bell. Wait, I'm gonna tell you something. I told y'all when y'all got rid of King Kong, y'all done, boy. That's all fake. Y'all gave up
I can't fucking tell. We made
you
one shakedown with Mr. Junior about 9 o'clock, and then no motherfucker want to move.
Hey, Wick, King Kong gone, man.
Yeah. We'll run you, Junior.
It's happening.
How about that?
With my Camaro?
With your Camaro.
All right, now. Lock your... Hey, Wick. Lock your ass in 5-on-25 at Tony's race, boy.
Man, come on, man.
Hello?
I be the one to fucking change the race.
That's what I thought, man.
If you want to race in goddamn fucking July, you better get on the show in fucking July.
Well, you should open your mouth until July then. I ain't say nothing to you.
I locked your motherfucking ass in for this weekend.
Yeah, okay, with my other Camaro.
We're talking about, man.
Yeah.
Mom's fucking performance.
It's my performance 3. I got a 2 and a 3.
I mean,
so I'm going to bring 3.
I mean the convertible, man.
The convertible ain't ready. The yellow car ready.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know about no yellow car. You know,
that's the problem. You don't need to know.
I don't know nothing about no yellow car or nothing, man.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm bringing.
But I'm already locked in with Young Money. I don't want to rock nobody else in. I want to run Young Money, then I want to run Brian Davis if it's possible. If he make it to the track, you know, if he ain't working or whatever. But I don't want to run you, Leon.
Okay, you Wick. You won't let, Hey, Wick. I can't give a $200 bet on Young Money.
I'll do that once I get there, Leon. I'm going to give you whatever you want to bet, I'm going to bet it. Wait, when I get there. If you want to bet,
I'm going to even bet he's going to gap you. So you do what you did then, he's going to gap the shit out you.
Yeah. Come on, man. You got to be fucking losing your mind.
Hey, man, you can let Candy Cane put the Michigan train on your ass, man. What do you think?
Man, we ran at the 3 o'clock at the heat of the day. Both of us got them blow the tires off. He recovered first with the big tires. Man, Candy Cane's got, Candy Crusher, Candy fucking whatever the motherfucker is. Man, I don't give a fuck about no Candy Crusher. I really kind of think he kind of went because he didn't give us no get back later on that night, but it's all good, you know. I guess that's probably how the Duke boys feel. Because we didn't race them back in Texas, but see, we raced other people. Now, what Candy Crusher did, he came up there with just some phony ass shit like him and Tony Wright was racing. That wasn't even no fucking grudge race. And he could have raised me while he up there fucking around with Tony Wright. So, you know, it's all good, man. I ain't tripping about the shit. It's one number a little time, a little money. But I call myself tricking them goddamn and try to run them in the heat of the day, give them a little action, give them a little get back. And they fold it like fucking, you know, like they do a fucking poker. They fold on my ass.
Hey, wait, Kimo going to be up there the weekend?
Man,
the
out
there. Hey,
hold it.
Hey, wait, Kimo going to be up there the weekend?
Who's going to be there?
Kimo?
Man, I wouldn't run. I don't fuck with cubs. Didn't I just fucking tell you that? I don't fuck with no fucking cubs. I fuck with bad. For Young Money, Brian Davis, Johnny Quick. You know, I ain't looking for no fucking cubs, man. I ain't on that bullshit. I'm looking for bad, man.
Man.
I got a keto dogs now. I got rid of my pit bulls. I got a keto. We fighting bears, goddamn it.
That one pull us 396.
Yeah, look, we looking for Big Wayne. You know, come on, man. Come on, dog. Leon, don't do me like that, man. You know you're fucking cool. Man, y'all let Leo, y'all
ain't doing kickball.
Two little come on this motherfucker and shut the motherfucker down.
Wait,
that
man.
And kick this motherfucker. Come on and shut the motherfucker down. And the motherfucker
right.
Ain't got that race. And I don't know fucking when. Man. Last time we seen Two Love, man, that motherfucker, what you call the BT, that motherfucker, no, that other one you say. Fucking and fucking like a motherfucker. Two Love and fucking Leon, fucking his motherfucker I've seen up north.
Hey, that's okay. But you sure look just like us Saturday evening in the heat you say it with us. You look just like a
thing.
Hey, you got your ass whooped just like
that. Yeah. You up and buck at night, motherfucker, with Willie Ball. And big time.
Hey, it's kind of was made for me to hustle some bucks for y'all when get my EP.
Man. Hey, can I get this? Hey, what's your money here, man? I need to talk to this motherfucking boy.
Nope. Hit him. He said he got it. He called me all day. I don't know.
You tell Candy Crusher, if I catch them any motherfucking way, I will fuck them up. Them for sure, motherfucker. They cook good barbecue, though. They barbecue like they fed the shit out of me. But them motherfuckers are sure motherfuckers.
Who's that talking with?
I tried to run them motherfuckers back. They didn't want to do nothing, man.
They got a little easy win. Tony Bynes, one of the lockers for the end of the heater. They already got his ass blowed out over there, too.
Whoa,
did I hear you mention my name on this show? Who, Timo? Yeah. Why did I mention a motherfucker with a fucking tennis ball in his fucking turbo? No, I didn't, sir. I'm sorry. Go play tennis or something, motherfucker.
Wait. When you get up here, don't worry about it. I'm going to stop all that loud talking you're doing.
You ain't going to do
on
shit.
May 3rd,
put a tennis ball
May
in your turbo and say something wrong with your fucking car.
I'm going to take care of all that loud mouth, so you just keep it up. I'm going to tell you when you get up here, when I get done with your ass, you're going to find you a stool to fit your rump and go over there and park it, motherfucker.
You going to go on my what?
I'm going to find a stool for you to fit your rump, and you're going to go on over there and park it. I guarantee you ain't going to say nothing else when I get done with your motherfucking ass.
If motherfucker, you beat me, I'm going timeout, motherfucker. I'm standing on a fucking
you
court.
Go. Hey, listen, I'm going to put you on timeout come Saturday. Your ass is going on timeout.
But if I beat you, I take this fucking good rest of the European and hit you across your fucking back.
Boy, you wait till I get done with your ass Saturday. I'm going to put you on timeout. Read it.
I've been sitting here listening to this bullshit for 3 hours. I'm on the road getting home. And I fell asleep.
That's a good thing. That means you must woke up then.
What side are we on?
We're on the door.
Oh, yeah, man, I've been listening to this bullshit. Junior, let y'all have fun tonight. You and 311, mm-hmm. These motherfuckers running your fucking mouth. I guess they gave y'all playtime tonight. I guess y'all got a little playtime tonight, man, because ain't none of you motherfuckers serious.
Hey, we'll make sure you get home and you tow 30 cars before Friday.
Motherfucker, we already feeling nitrous balls.
Yeah. Y'all make sure y'all feel 30 up because I'm going to wear y'all ass out. And I'm a type of motherfucker. Once I beat you once, if you think that was a fluke, get your ass back to the line.
Hey, what two little though? Motherfucker talking about a quarter mile and can't even get out to 60 foot. Yeah. How the hell you want to run a quarter mile if you can't get out to damn 60 foot? What kind of shit that is?
I bet you better not need to talk about no motherfucking quarter mile when you get up here.
Man, come on, man. You come on, be for real, dog.
Man, you better
be
not
for real.
I got a motherfucker.
Man, you good at truck driving, 18-wheeler.
I got a small block.
TV, man.
I got a small
TV
block
radio
up there. Beat your,
but come on,
listen,
man. When it
I got a
racing,
small
man,
block
on,
beat
man.
Your motherfucking ass to the 60, to the 8, and to beat your ass out the bank, though.
Man, get on your CB radio and find out where the state troopers or something at, man.
Yeah, that's what you gonna need. That's what you gonna. You better have them, cause it's gonna be like. It's gonna
that's
be
why
like,
I'm gonna call you, keep me on the road, man. Let me know where the state troopers and shit at. So I can slow down, man.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all you good for,
you
man.
You need to slow.
Your
listen,
CB
you
radio,
need to slow down, for you about to have an accident. You the fast lane. You don't even know it's a brick wall right there.
Well, took you motherfuckers up north faking and flogging and shit, man. You motherfuckers need to get in the water. If it's cold up there and it's snow up there, bring your ass with them up there. They racing now here. Ain't that far.
Well, we gonna be racing up here. You wanna raid if you get your ass, in that motherfucking other lane after I get down the lane. We gonna be racing up here.
And all y'all dollar bring one car. Brian Davis car, probably the best
bring,
car.
Hey, listen.
Young Money, bring Young Money and Brian Davis. Come on out. Come on, Trekkie. We're looking for your motherfucking ass.
Man, I promise you, next week you ain't going to be doing no more talking. I'm gonna put something in your mouth when you get up here, boy. I'm going to make sure you don't get on the show going back home. I'm going to get you something to suck all the way back home.
Hey, it sounds like I hear Leon chewing on that fucking rubber. He's quiet now.
Right,
I feel good. Hey, Ray, feel good, boy. Where Uncle Larry, man? I want to see Uncle Larry when I get up there, man.
Get up here, careful.
Hey, y'all open dog mic up, guys.
May 2nd, it's the Young Money Takeover at the East English Village Bar and Grill, 16915 East Warren Street, Detroit, Michigan. Come party with the Young Money crew. CEO Randy, President Street King, Captain Cut Cut. Once again, 8 p.m. till you get enough. Remember, nobody move, nobody gets hurt when the clock's off. For more information, contact Big Fred of Motor City Mafia, 313-215-6547. Once again, for more information, contact Big Fred, 313-215-6547, Motor City Mafia.
Hey, Junior, open dog mic if you still on. Somebody open dog mic. I got a foul goddamn want to come on. A motherfucker who racing. Dog goddamn it got him a win over there this weekend. Looking pretty good in the fucking...
Can't open up no more mics. Quick.
Huh?
You probably have to call him on three-way or I can try to call him. I can't... And we can't open up no more mics.
He already on. He on, though. I don't know how to call. He on. I just got a kid saying somebody wanted his mic over.
No, but I take it on.
What's the last four of his number?
I think it's a 706 number, I think. 2292.
All right, let me look.
Yeah, dog look real good over there. He made a good hit, man. He fucked up the old flip car, the little flip car. I don't know the name of them guys. LaRusso was driving it. He caught a fire and shit, so dog put some on there.
Both out of the same camp.
Steve Jackson fucked Tony Bynes number, prime time number.
All right, you might go for down 5 minutes.
Yeah, man. Hey, Wick, what's up, man? You told him you telling him right, man. But I don't want to call and send that man because I'm tired. We've been doing this shit for three fucking days, man. Yes, Wick doesn't tell y'all about the main thing. Though.
I understand you were tired, dog, man. Get you some rest. That's why I came on. I said, if dog don't come on and shut these motherfuckers up, I ain't.
I heard Leon to my father and paid me not to come on Tony's show. Ain't nobody pay me not to come on Tony's show. I like Tony, but I like most of these motherfuckers. Yeah. Hey, Shofit, hey, y'all got so much noise on here too, man.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of mics open right now. I'm trying to work it off my phone, it's kind of hard.
Made it on with, y'all made it on. Y'all have made it on.
Hey, dog, can you give us an update? Can you give us an update?
I just told y'all I was tired. I ain't feel like talking. We didn't already know y'all. We gave y'all a race. He gave it to you.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm wore out, man. Horse, I've been...
When you go racing, you be like that, man. When you sit at home with the kids and stuff, man, you don't be tired.
Put the kids to sleep, Kimo.
Fresh out of here. Why don't you send some money up north so some of the northern boys can come down and race with you.
Yeah, you need to bring your ass out them woods, out them bushes.
Nah, we waiting for you to send up a care package, and we can spend some.
But we don't want to hear that bullshit about all this cold. We can't race.
Yeah.
Y'all get to race early. Man, track's been on goddamn since fucking
February. Man, look,
y'all
I told you, man, I'm going to put boo-boo in your mouth when you get here. I promise you that, one way or another.
You,
I'm gonna make my name taste like shit in your mouth by the time you meet this bitch.
Well, I smell shit coming through the phone already.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. hey, when you leave here, you grab that motherfucker. I'm not going in that Wolverine state no more. They are who they say they are.
But yeah, man, we did some good racing this weekend, though, to be honest with you, man. It was a bunch of people in the house, plenty of cars, plenty of action. They had a nice shootout, 28 shootout, 29 shootout, and shit, man, I'm telling you, it was a ball. We had a ball. Gave a lot of money away. I didn't get none of it, but shit. I seen it going to hand-to-hand, goddamn. BET running up and down the track. And BET got gapped over there too. Forgot about that shit.
Hey, Wick, don't forget to tell him. He busted his ass too. That bitch fell.
he had a brand little motor on feet. And she gapped his ass. That motherfucker pulled his tires off. He fell and wrecked the car and every goddamn thing. Wrecked his ass, I mean, not the car. But he still, goddamn it, still did a good teaming on the race. So y'all ain't got it. Well, we know y'all up north ain't got it. So call BET so y'all can get it. BET, I'll be getting rich off you non-racing motherfucker. Never go to the track, motherfucker. Brian Day is the only motherfucker that been out one time. He was one
went
track one.
A few of these boys, you said these boys ain't been racing. They've been home court on the streets lately.
Man, those motherfuckers just been babying the kids, going to Walmart
Listen, man. Yeah, that's right. They meet at Walmart and go take care of their business. They've been home court on the street, baby. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you're right. They cool. They ain't coming with them bales at. Stay on out there with them cubs at. So when you come to that motherfucking racetrack, you getting bailed. Bunch of them.
I got motherfuckers texting me right now saying you better not bring man street car up here.
Keep going to Walmart and Sonic, motherfucker. I bet that kid, Brian Day, did not come out of Detroit. I bet I catch him at no past that state line, nowhere. Come out one time. That pissed me off. Yeah, the Chucky car. Pretty car. Nice looking car, man. Chris Tune on it. He got everything going for him. He just got them in his... I ain't gonna say he in the bushes. He in the weeds. I get that goddamn weed eater out and get his ass out of there, bro. DT, I'm gonna probably have to get you to start sending some of my goddamn, what we had last year? Fucking bulldozer. Yeah, I'll get some of these motherfuckers out their bushes. And start sending these bulldozers out. Sorry, this show ain't shit. I done shut this motherfucker down.
Well, I closing statement. I'm gonna end this motherfucker. Every motherfucker up north is a sorry motherfucker, and I'll be up there this weekend to fuck y'all up. Yeah, I ain't gonna be. Well, I gotta check some more shit, boy. Yeah, I gotta check on some shit. But I'll be up there to fuck y'all up. Man, shut this weak ass show down.
You ain't shut nothing down, motherfucker.
It's this little Tony show.
It's my show, goddammit. It's the WW Chemo show, goddammit. You ain't shut a motherfucking thing down. I won't lock that motherfucker Predator in or two.
Yeah, come on, man. That's a street car, man. You got Willy Ball, 29, and all that bullshit. I run you with two.
Yeah. When you get here, we're going to lock that in.
Ooh-wee. He won't have no back door either, motherfucker.
We ain't trying. He going to fuck you up today.
Yeah, I don't like no booty hole. I ain't no punk.
Yeah, he going to fuck you up today.
I'm going short.
He gonna come out your front. He gonna knock at your front door and come out your back though. That's how much dick don't plumb up in me.
Well, you the motherfucker live in a shotgun house.
Yeah. Well, that's right. I'm gonna pull this motherfucker. We gonna squeeze the trigger on your ass. Come steady, boy.
Well, I'll be up there, man. Come up there and have some fun with you, boy. Y'all better have me some good smoke and some good food.
I don't know nothing about that good smoke. All I know is the smoke won't be off the tires.
All right, Chemo, man, we finna put on in the shop, man, and work on these cars a little bit. Come up there and fuck y'all up. And now I don't want we do this shit. We do this shit. It ain't in our blood. It's in our heart.
So